another orange warning. It's time for Halliburton to get busy. Out of patience, out of time, let's get those oil fields online. If humans have to die, well, that's a pity.
Unbelievable.
We're marching in, walking tall, like John Wayne with big balls. Kill anyone who dares get in our way. Don't give a crap who it is, from women down to little kids. We got to pump that oil right away. Because war is good for business. Carlisle Group, war is good for business. And Global Crossing, too. War is good for business. Lots of friends agree. War is good for business. Even MSNBC. Two step.
You asshole.
Point the camera over here. Look at the warm and welcome tears of people glad to see us liberate Iraq. Only the spin machine knows what the camera doesn't show. All the rifles we got pointed at their backs. Our propaganda's working fine. Got the goosestep in line. Those morons will buy anything we say. And those who choose to follow blind will be rewarded in kind. With cheaper prices at the pump to pay. They'll say that war is good for business. Honeywell. War is good for business. Chevron and Bechtel. War is good for business. GE is right. War is good for business. They bring good things to life.
Oh, look at these pictures, baby. U.S. tanks rolling to Baghdad. Yeah. I'll tell you, powerful images, man, and the people are getting brainwashed big time. I'm sitting here looking at this and thinking, yeah, isn't it emotional?
Yeah, of course it is.
All waving the American flag, all these teenagers out there, all these people. We're in Baghdad. No more Saddam. It looks like he's either dead or badly injured. Or neither of the above, depending on which. How come the overhead is so loud today? Do you hear that? Good God, is this thing cranked up. I can't even turn a goddamn thing down. By the way, the good news, here's the better news even than that. Now, you didn't pay much attention. The overhead, there's something wrong with this thing. It's too loud.
It's too loud?
Oh, it must be because the speaker was pitted. Maybe they did something with it. This thing is grotesque. Anyway, you see how Julio, fat Julio, our engineer, lost 25 pounds. You notice that?
I noticed that he's lost
and
weight. And
I said to him, I think I embarrassed you into it. And he said, you're probably right. How do you like that? Yeah, see? These people in the audience who think I'm a hard ass and tell people, you're a disgusting fat slob, which I'm a fat slob too, but at least I admit it. And I'm always working on it, and the fat too. But I embarrassed him into it. Sometimes that's a good thing. Rather than saying, oh, gee, don't worry about it. You know, you're pleasantly plump. Well, that's what he thought. He was pleasantly plump. He was a gigantic fat tub of crap. I mean, he's a good guy, but he was a big tub. I think the overhead is straightening out now. Maybe not. Doesn't sound right. Maybe they replaced that speaker. Maybe they dicked around with the speakers. That doesn't sound too good to me. Sounds really bad, Muff. Sounds really bad. Get the whole crew in here and start working on this. You'll be pleased to know, by the way, speaking of how things feel and sound, that Mo came to the door this morning. I was sitting in here about 8:30 and stuck his head. Hey, there's Skippy. There's a real rocket scientist for you.
Did I say
got
Friday?
My oleomed for me. You're the best, man. I always said, this Skippy, if there's one guy in the sales department we can count on, it's that little Skippy. I used to have a dog named Skippy, but he's been dead for a long time. Thanks, Skippy. You're okay.
Okay.
I mean, compared to, like, Fat Boy, you're okay, which ain't saying much. Here's my oleomed for blood pressure. I'm going to pop a copper pupple. Yeah, right here on the ear is what I'm going to do. See, I'm all worked up because Mo came in. He said, feeling okay? And I waved. I said, never better. I gave him the old thumbs up. Wave the American flag.
Hotel and the Palestine Meridian Hotel.
Oh, don't start with that Palestine Hotel again. We just got bad aim, you know. We said that the shots came from the lobby, all that supposed sniper fire, which all the journalists said there wasn't any sniper fire, but we said it came from the lobby, and then all of a sudden they were shooting up on the 15th floor. So I guess we must just have bad aim once in a while. You know, nothing's perfect. It's war, you know. War is hell. Right?
Yeah.
Collateral damage, man. Just one of those things. Here's my oleomed. Open it up the box. So what was I just about to say before that little nitwit Skippy came in here? Boy, is he.
How emotional
kinda,
it was with that.
He's kind of dangerous looking, isn't he? I mean, kind of like in a, I don't mean dangerous like offensively, but like, you know what I mean. Like if brains were dangerous, he'd be a lot safer. Or is it the other way around? I don't know. Here's my Oleomed for blood pressure. Look at that. Beautiful. Thank you very much, guys. That's my close personal paisans at Oleomed. This is good stuff. So anyway, let's see. You got a fax here. It says, good luck to your Leafs in the playoffs. Ripping the Panther organization is fax. I don't have time to talk about the Panthers today because last time I checked, the playoffs start tonight. Are they in it?
No.
No, they're not. As usual. It's become kind of, oh, and talk about neurotic repetition. This is going to be like yesterday. I'm going to ramble a lot. Got a lot to say. And plus, we have the big noon to 1 hour today, which we will continue doing. We like it a lot.
Love it.
We love it on this show, in spite of what some people might say.
You asshole!
Like him. Now, he's very concerned about how I feel. Naturally, he just is slow on the uptake. He doesn't understand that we hate him like poison, and he's in denial. He's like a guy that beats his wife and kids, and then bloodies it up to the point where they never want to see him again, and he comes back to the door saying, oh, are you guys okay? I mean, didn't really mean it. You know, it's like the same thing, you know? I heard that nitwit Scott that called him this morning on the way to work. I wanted to the nitwit Scott guy, he sounded just like, that's why I played it, he sounded like...
Pissed off gets me fired up when I hear someone say that.
Like that guy. I think it was him. Scott. You're a nitwit, Scott. See, the audience has a difficult time relating. That's why we had that jerk call in yesterday. Well, this is all for ratings to get people. It's got nothing to do with ratings. It's just they're confused because in the history of their lives, they've never heard any person so vilified and crucified as Mo, and of course, because they've never met anybody like Mo. I've never myself been in a situation like this where everybody in the building just finds him detestable, unacceptable on a human, on a visceral level, as Mr. Ego would say, on a visceral level.
But that's all your fault.
It must be all my fault. I guess I was the one that forced him to try to get George fired and start with all that race baiting crap and all this other bull crap. Yeah, it must have been my fault. And it must have been me that told him, hey, go after Doreen out there at that golf tournament. Right? Didn't I tell him that?
You did?
Go attack that nasty bitch, make her life miserable, make her wish that he was dead. Like I said, Mo, I feel great. In fact, I'm in good shape to dance on your grave.
Oh!
So let me know. I don't want to be out of town when that happens. I want to be here. Willie T. Ribs and I are going to do a little tap dance. Sammy Davis said he might just come back for a little while, just long enough to do it. Yeah. I'm putting taps on my shoes, man. With my old lime green pants, my 72-year-old pants, and my prune juice, I'm putting some taps on these shoes. Suspected execution site, actually a morgue. I just mentioned this in passing. I don't want to pee on your parade because obviously it's a glorious day for the invader lovers. I mean the war lovers. I mean the liberation lovers. Attack on Iraq. I keep thinking about that, about the different logos like on CBC as opposed to Operation Iraqi Freedom. But Baghdad has fallen. The American tanks are up and down the streets.
Well, there isn't any
given directions. They're standing out there with their rifles.
And no sort of control do they have over this country.
Even the Iraqi information minister is gone, which I'm going to miss him. He was a hoot. He was almost as funny as the clown Saddam that was out there in the streets that we saw those tapes over and over again. The Iraqi information minister, we are still in control here, and there's no problem. The Americans, we're going to kill them every one, and there's nobody here, and they're not in the city, and the...
And there's tanks and
the tanks are right behind him, and the bombs are like bursting in air right behind him. He was a clown. He was very amusing, very entertaining. But he's evidently a hauled ass, is what the expression might be. They're all gone. They are all gone.
What's bags full of money, I heard.
The best guess that we can give is it depends on which report you want to believe, but Saddam evidently was injured badly, seriously, along with one son. And the other son, whose name, which one was it? Kusei. He was killed, is what they're saying. And the rumor is that Saddam and the one son are in Mosul, and they're trying to get to Syria to get medical attention because they're, like, badly hurt.
Oh!
Not going to get any tears from me on that. Scumbags. Now, if I really believe you were in there to remove the scumbags for the right reasons, I would say...
All right.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do it. I'm trying very hard not to get swept up because this is so emotional, all these pictures.
They knew it was going to be.
Yeah.
That was part of the plan.
But I hate, and of course, 3 weeks to the day. Wasn't it 3 weeks ago tonight that they dropped the first bunker busters when they started 2 days ahead of time?
Yep.
3 weeks to the date. But I hate to break the news, as I started to say before Carlos interrupted, that this is the easy part. In spite of all the bloodshed and the thousands and thousands of dead civilians and the thousands of other injured and wounded, and of course the Allied troops, not the Allies, what are we calling it? The coalition.
Coalition.
Sorry. That was the easy part. Now comes the hard part. I got a really good fax here from William. I want to read it momentarily. Oh, did I mention the thing about the suspected execution site actually a morgue? I'll get to that. Lots of good stuff. We got the poll result from yesterday. We got a great new poll. We got the noon to one comedy bits hour. Life is sweet, baby. WQAM.
Howard?
Yeah, Howard. Howard David.
Is Goldie there, please?
Goldie's on the can. That was the best call of the day. Of course, it's the first one. It can only get better from that. Nice going, sir. Let's lighten it up a little bit, huh? We don't want to get morbid again. We try to, like, alternate morbid days with lighthearted, you know. I don't want to get immersed in all the morbidity. Let's give people a few yucks here.
Yes.
who determines who gets the contracts.
Wow, my timing strikes again. Just as I put my finger on it, who's going to get all those big contracts?
Amtrak.
To rebuild the countries and to get those oil fields up and going again. And oh, boy, I guess we better ask Condoleezza and Dick Cheney and those guys, some other Dick. 11 past 9 at 560 WQM. I'm going to, before I do the spot, I'm going to pop a couple of Oleomed in my puss, and you can be a witness. Look at that. For my blood pressure. My pressure is going to be so low, I'm probably going to be in a coma. Huh? You'll see. Watch.
There goes one. Oh, there goes two. At the same time.
Oh, that's good stuff. And you can, it doesn't linger in your mouth, but you can taste the olive oil in it, you know?
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was like the capsule covered all that stuff
up. It is, but you can, when you first take them, you can taste. Well, you want to know that there's something in it.
That's true.
Jesus, what is wrong with you? You know, I think you hung around George too long. If it sounds like I'm in a really good mood, it's because George is off this week. Not that I don't love George very much and appreciate all the tremendous things he's done for this show. I can't think of any at the moment, but it's just a pleasure not to, I mean, and of course tonight we got Treasure Island with Carlos and Miguel are going to be there. No George to like hustle everybody to try to get something. So you might be able to be a little lucky. We'll talk about that. Lots of good stuff going on here at QM because Baghdad fell, baby. It's in the Baghdad. In fact, you probably want to call your travel agent right now and get over there. The hotels are going to be beautiful. Don't stay at the Palestine Hotel, though. Not yet. We'll let you know when. How many times have you heard an opportunity and you didn't act, you didn't reach out and just grab it? You missed out. Right now is one of those times. Rarely does an opportunity interrupt you, but this one should. Interest rates have gone down even lower. Financial Group was offering an interest rate of 3.45%, then lowered it to 2.95%. Now rates have gone down even lower, believe it or not.
Unbelievable.
I agree. 2.45% financing with Financial Group. Let me say it again. 2.45%. Call Financial Group toll-free at 1-800-940-LEND. How long will these low interest rates last? Who the hell knows, but probably not very long. It's a window of opportunity. So hop right through it with Financial Group and get an incredible low rate of just 2.45% and save yourself a schmittload of cash. Call Financial Group toll-free at 1-800-940-LEND. And let me tell you what 2.45% financing will do to those monthly payments. If you have a $200,000 loan, you pay only $786 a month. If you have a $100,000 loan, you pay only $393 a month. Chump change. So do it now. Call Financial Group, 1-800-940-LEND. That's 1-800-940-LEND. They're an equal housing lender. Credit restrictions do apply. Rates are subject to change without notice. 5.34 APR.
Live and local. This is 560.
The radio's all yours now.
QAM.
Other trained monkey.
If you watch only one reality show this season, you'll want to watch the show where the kids finally get into the action. Tonight on Fox, the premiere of Touched by an American Idol. Young boys from all over the country will compete for the affection and fortune of American icon Michael Jackson.
That's a beautiful thing.
Touched by an American Idol.
What's it doing now?
This is called growing and changing.
It's reality TV like no other, and you get to vote on who gets to sleep in Michael's bed.
Honestly.
Touched by an American Idol, Tuesday nights at 10 on Fox.
What's wrong with sharing a love?
But I don't want to share.
Well, here's an interesting fact. Dear Neil, Arab Satellite TV is showing cheering crowds in Baghdad, greeting U.S. Marines as other crowds gleefully loot Iraqi government buildings. American TV showing jubilant Kurdish demonstrators in northern Iraq as the mercenary Fedayeen are being killed by the thousands. British TV journalists have taken us through an Iraqi secret police station in Basra as locals tell of years of torture of men, women, and even children in the depths of the building. In light of these current events, blind opposition to this war is beginning to look ridiculous. Of course, I was never blindly opposed to it. I'm still not. Okay, blind opposition. So the question for you today is, can a man in your position afford to make himself look ridiculous? Still a fan, Gregory in Coral Springs. Gregory, that's my comment to you, okay? It wasn't blind opposition, and I'm still not blind, and you're the one with the blinders on, okay? But these are very, very heartening pictures, and it's wonderful. If you really believe that we're going to go around the world because we're so benevolent and free all of the oppressed peoples of the world, then I got some wonderful swampland in the glades, man. I'll sell you real cheap, okay?
Gregory? Nobody ever criticized the ends, just the means.
Are you starting in again? Carlos is starting in again, okay?
Can't help it.
In addition to which, I did criticize the ends because the ends is going to be a U.S. puppet government. In fact, that's what the big argument is now, which are not the visions that you see on your screen, although they did talk about it at length last night. between the Brits and the UN and the Americans. And, of course, Bush is saying, the UN ain't going to, you know. Of course, yesterday he said the right thing in Ireland because it was because Tony Blair was standing right there. You didn't want him to slap him in the puss. That's right. You don't want Tony to butch up for just a moment and reach over and just slap him on the side of the head. Of course, if he reached over and you slap Mo on the side of the head, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that piece just go flying right off. Man, that would be a hoot. So anyway, thanks very much for your caustic. I'm glad you're still listening, okay, Gregory? But, you know, here's a fact that disagrees also, but is at least a little more tolerant of opposing views. It says, Neil, although I agree with you 99% of the time, and to prove that I'm currently reading Stupid White Men, did not vote for any Bush and would have paid for aliens' one-way ticket home, and even though we do not agree on the war, I respect your opinion and your inalienable right to voice the same, and maybe for the moment you may feel the same. What? One thing about this war is that either you're for it or against it. Now, there's some people, like, on the fence, and especially now, they're like, well, I don't know. These pictures are pretty awesome. So it says, so it's agreed we will not change either one's opinion, he says.
Absolutely correct, sir.
That's right, nor should we. He said, well, we could. This is William. He says, to that end, I'd like to give you an alternative point of view regarding the war. I don't know how much of a threat Saddam Hussein is or potentially could have been to the U.S. in the past or may have been in the future, and that we may never know. I can't believe that Hussein has any regard for American life when we know he has no regard for the lives of his own citizens. My hope is that if this war accomplishes one thing, and one thing only, that is to give any other rogue nation second thoughts when considering a terrorist attack on our country and the consequences of an attack, then I'll consider the innocent lives lost not to have been in vain. Actually, I didn't think it was a rogue country that was behind 9/11. It wasn't a country. Anyway. Do I believe we're using Iraq and our superior fighting power over to make our point? Yes, but if we do nothing, doesn't that leave us open for future terrorism? I would hate to find out later that we should have been a bit more proactive. We lost 3,000 innocent lives on 9/11. Those folks had no warning. At least the civilians in Baghdad knew we were coming could get out on time. He's talking about the ones that are still alive. I do not want my child to live in fear, and he has since that fateful day. And if this is what it takes to protect the U.S. and her citizens, then I agree. Thank goodness the people in Baghdad last 3 weeks haven't been living in fear. You know what? And still a lot of them, I'm sure, are. You know, like they're putting on a good face right here and hoping for the best. Americans, very, very good. Bush is good. You know, of course, what do you want them to say? If it was the Russians that were, like, with their tanks downtown Baghdad, Puntang, very good. Puntang, we like Puntang. You know, they'd be saying that. Very, very good. Vodka, very, very good. Let's have a drink. That's what they'd be saying. So anyway, thank you, William, for at least being a reasonably, you know, you're obviously an intelligent guy and you're entitled to your opinion, but I think that it's a real stretch to rationalize all of the bloodshed and the crap that's going on. All the lies, too, by the way, the unbelievable propaganda. Speaking of propaganda, the really even better news is now, did you see that the U.S. has taken over Iraqi radio and TV?
Oh!
Yeah! We could put the goddamn comedy channel on there now. Right? We can put Fox News on there for the, Fox News, baby. All spin, all day.
So did he use those weapons of mass destruction?
What weapons? Oh, I'm sorry. An Iraqi warehouse full of skeletal human remains appears to have been a repatriation facility for soldiers killed during the Iran-Iraq war in the 80s, not a torture chamber or execution site. Just another example, just like those weapons of mass destruction that turned out to be pesticide, but you hear very little about that. On the weekend, British troops engaged in a security sweep of an abandoned military camp on the outskirts of Zubair, southern Iraq, found a makeshift morgue filled with 664 wooden coffins and the remains of up to 408 people. And, of course, the media were hyperventilating. Oh, look at this! Not to say that he didn't torture and kill a lot of people, because we know that he did, just like Castro has done. Oh, I'm sorry. They initially thought they discovered a secret Iraqi execution site. A nearby courtyard had what appeared to be a custom-built shooting gallery and an office containing what the British officer said were cells with meat hooks in the ceilings and catalogs filled with photographs of people who had been shot in the head or badly mutilated. But after preliminary investigations, a special U.S. military war crimes documentation unit said the bodies may be those of soldiers killed in the Iran-Iraq war. Forensic scientists examined some of the bodies and determined the injuries were all war-related. Chief Warrant Officer Dan Walters, leader of the Task Force Criminal Investigation Division, said the remains in some of the documents suggest Iraqi officials had been preparing to exchange the bodies with Iran. Up to a million people died in the Iran-Iraq War of the 1980-88, in which, of course, Saddam was our good, close, personal friend, and we gave him all of our tangible support, including all the weapons and weapons of mass destruction he needed. The two countries are still trying to account for tens of thousands of soldiers who have been listed as missing. Walter said the documents found at the site list all dead people in the facility by name, rank, and nationality. Some of the bags of human remains examined by U.S. and British investigators also contained personal effects like wallets, uniforms, and ID tags. So it had nothing to do with being a torture chamber. I just mentioned that in passing as part of the propaganda campaign there. Just dazzled the masses out there. Oh, did you see that? He was a bad guy. No kidding. Here's another great piece of stuff from the Sun Sentinel Day. Letter to the editor from Herman M. Zeidman, Pompano Beach. Well, now Herman may be under the age of 100, but I don't know. People who write letters to the editor generally turn out to be over the age of 100. Herman says, biased headline. Pissed off at the Sun Sentinel is Herman. He says, your March 22nd headline at Baghdad Marketplace, Carnage, gives the wrong impression. Isn't there a war going on? It should read, four American servicemen killed by suicide bomber. Whose side are you on? Oh, that, you know, right there. Herman, great letter, because that says it all. That says it all from the America Firsters, you know, from the people. You just dummy up, okay? You have no right to say those things. You're aiding and abetting the enemy. Right. Whose side are you on? It should read this. In fact, you people at the Sun Sentinel, don't make any headlines anymore. Herman will tell you what to. Just put them on the payroll. He'll tell you what the headline should read. As Herman picks and chooses selectively, what news are we going to pick out? What propaganda? I mean, what news?
You're right. It's very difficult not to get very enthralled by these
pictures. Oh, the pictures are great. And you know something?
Down the statues,
you know something?
Of
I'm very, very happy for the liberated Iraqi people who are, you know, at least sucking up pretty good and looting and getting some good free TVs and chairs and stuff. But that's the small picture. Like Rumsfeld says, that's the little slice of the pie we're looking at. And, of course, the TV images, you know, also very selectively are showing us what they want to show us. Not all of the dead people. Oh, there was some stuff on yesterday. Wow. Did you see any of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The people who just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time? Man, really, I was surprised they showed it. Nasty, nasty stuff.
You're right. He wrecks a large city. I mean, they're just showing us one little block.
Center of Baghdad today.
This is also going on in northern Iraq. They've got some spots around where the people are like waving the American flag now. They're doing USA, USA, let's go Mets, let's go. Oh, so speaking of let's go Mets, I don't want to spend much time on it because it's beating a dead horse. And I do understand this is a sports radio station, okay? So 16 hours a day outside of this show and a Joe and Mark show. They have to find desperately some crap to talk about related with sports. But this thing with the Marlins, oh, gee, there were only 10,000 people. I don't think there was even 10,000 because I saw a couple innings on TV last night. The Mets, and several thousand of those were Met fans, of course, with all the New Yorkers we have down here. That's a given. So nobody showed up. What else is new? I mean, you're beating a dead horse. Don't you understand it? I'm thinking the SPCA ought to start checking this place out. You're beating a dead horse. They don't care. They didn't care before, and they're not going to care anymore. Okay, they dissembled. They've been screwed over. In the beginning, they didn't care. They hopped on a bandwagon when that big year 97, and all of a sudden in the last playoff series, they started selling out in the World Series. Hey, we love the Marlins. You know how this town is. This is not a baseball town. It's never going to be. You can put another stadium on every street corner, okay? You can have Pudge Rodriguez and Joe Fernandez and Alex Fernandez and Carlos Sanchez. You can have all Julio ball players. They don't care. They're not interested. Don't buy it. And the weather must have been the reason yesterday, right? Beautiful evening. I mean, perfect. Just fantastic. They don't care, but they keep beating it and flagellating it. You talk about boring, so I'm not going to refer to it again. Just mention that in passing, because like I said, I have lots and lots of business to take care of. WQAM.
Oh, God, Mo, baby.
Don't start with the Mo Meister, okay? He's my good buddy now. He's concerned about my health and welfare. Right. I think his Alzheimer's kicking, and I really do. I think the weight of that muskrat on his head is starting to affect what used to be his brain. Don't you understand him? Oh, we hate you. You're in denial. We hate you. Hank hates you. Mad Dog won't say it on the air, but he hates you. The people in programming, they hate you. Carlos hates you. George really hates you. The people that work on your show hate you. I don't want to mention no names. They hate you. So what's not, I mean, if you can deal with that, deal with it. That's all I can say. But don't come sucking around here like you're concerned about my health. The stress and the grief that this man has caused in just over a year in this place is incalculable, okay? Incalculable. You couldn't put a measuring stick on it. So just stick it, Mo. Anyway, the poll yesterday, who or what do you fear the most? We had 1,439 votes, Carlos. Pretty impressive. I mean, Beaner Boy. Religious fanatics, 474. George W. Bush, 343. Loss of freedoms, 182. Terrorists, 156. Mo Howard David did 91. John Ashcroft, 62. World War, 61. Well, he must be listening to James Woolsey about WW4. George Rodriguez, 47. He's scary. And Donald Rumsfeld, 23. So religious fanatics, George Bush, and loss of freedoms were the top three. And, of course, I see a lot of similarities. There's a little slop over there.
The Arabic.
Why are we hearing this in Arabic? Oh, it's from Abu Dhabi TV. One of the Arab reporters talking to one of the Marines saying, USA good, USA good, we love Bush, we love Bush. Whatever they're saying, you know. Because we made them an offer they couldn't refuse. You know, bada-bing, that's right, just like Santino said in The Godfather. He said,
bada-bing, you blow their brains all over your nice Ivy League suit.
That's right. And just don't take no for an answer. So now it's going to be, I'm telling you, the people on the other side of this whole war thing, they're just, look at this, 3 weeks to the day, only 3 weeks, and the tanks are rolling through Baghdad, they're knocking down those Saddam statues, and we liberated the poor Iraqi oppressed people. Right. Wait till, I'm going to tell you what's really going to be exciting. When we go to Jamaica, you think this was good? When we go to Jamaica, it's going to be fantastic, especially when we light all those fields on fire. Everybody, all the soldiers are going to be stoned out of their minds. Huh? Jamaica's on fire.
Yeah, man.
I hope they bring back the draft for that one. I'll sign up.
You just want to hope that their wind is blowing in the right direction. 28 past 9 at WQM. Hey, I'll tell you, I was talking before about Fat Julio. Fat is not only looks bad, but, boy, it is unhealthy. Take it from a fat old slob like me. It does all sorts of give you the diabetes and high blood pressure and strokes and heart attacks and something called premature death. Not good. Look at John Candy, huh? If you want to lose the weight, there's all different kinds of ways. There's zillions of ways. Believe me, all of us fat folks know. We've tried them all. The food from Balance for Life, by the way, is better than ever. I mean, it is outstanding. And they prepare all the food for you. They bring you a little black sack right to your door every morning by 6 at your home, your work, wherever you're hanging out, at your strip club. And all your food for the day is in there each day. 3 delicious gourmet meals, 2 delicious snacks are in there, along with a little bottled water, too, as kind of a bonus. And you pick out between 2 choices for each meal. That's all. The only choice you have to make. It's simple. Even the dumbest, fattest slob can do it. Look at the Beast. There's a good example for you, speaking of that. And the food is fresh and delicious, made with the most beautiful ingredients you've ever seen. Nothing frozen, no artificial ingredients, no garbage. None of those little tiny cans of crap like you used to get from Putrid Systems and those other joints. So if you want to lose the weight the delicious and safe way and the effective way, here's the way to do it. Forget about all those fad diets, because this isn't a fad. It's scientifically based on a zone diet and really works. Here's the number to call to check out Balance for Life, 954-568-3229. Stop being frustrated and carrying around those unhealthy, grotesque-looking pounds. Lose the weight now. Balance for Life. Call 954-568-3229 or check out on the World Wide Web, if you like, balanceforlife.com.
We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
We hate you, Mo.
I am Mo Howard the David, decrepit and I'm ancient. All over my old face are blue and reddish, purple veins. I don't know why they hate me, or why they always rate me. It must be cause I got these blue and reddish, purple veins.
A vein pop on my arm, like a Rand McNally map of Lockawatt. I got veins on my nose, and nobody knows that under my clothes I wear pantyhose. But that don't mean that I'm gay. If you think my arms are bad, you ought to see my legs. I might as well keep them smooth and shaved to show a little glass the next time I'm raping it. I could go to a surgeon, but that gives me the shivers. I would not want to walk out looking like Joan Rivers. Where am I? I fired the Beast, the fat little freak. I did him a favor, now he can't afford to eat. The reason I dismissed that stinking fat bastard is because he wouldn't shut up and he can't play canasta. Hey, somebody talking over there? Nobody talks when I rap. I rap, then you talk. Hey, look at me, I'm hip, hip. I ain't no square. I'm a ding-dong Betty, man. I'm really dead. I fire anyone I want. I don't care. Especially if they make me flip my wig made of smelly green hair. I got fired myself. It even happens to the greats. Westwood once said, you get out of here or else we break your legs. So now I sit by the pool. Life's as good as it gets. With my paladin cocktail, placing bets on the Jets. In paradise. Paradise. I don't kiss nobody's ass in paradise. I'll be shoving down the Scroogans when I get the chance. But the cleaners aren't ready with my lime green pants. How long does it take? Kelly, call and complain. It was just a little thought. So what? I left this thing. Yeah. You think that's funny? Want a knuckle sandwich, buddy? I can do what I want because the management loves me.
Can I tell you something, Mo? Something you ought to know. For the longest time, I wanted you to be my own.
You ain't my type, pal. Now answer me. Hell no. What are you doing?
I won't take no for an answer.
Get out of here. Not you.
Get out of
here. Get up, bitch. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
934 at 560 WQAM. Here's today's poll. Let's get this stuff out there. I feel like we're rushed, you know, with that noon to one comedy bit. So we might have to Schmidt can that. Not. Well, we took a poll on it yesterday, and it won just a little more than fitty-fitty. It was really very tight. And then I think the Clear Channel people were voting on it, and they said they liked it a lot. I'm trying to get used to where this overhead is now. We got the speaker fixed. It was a loose wire. That's what Muff said. He said somebody had a loose thing in here. Doesn't it sound much better today?
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh. Well, that's right. You were in there. Which one of these sends you diving to the dial to change stations fastest? That's our poll today. Excellent poll. Thank you, Neil. I mean, you're welcome. Mo Howard David's voice, Geldy's voice, hockey talk, war talk, religion talk, George's voice, racetrack talk. Oh, when those old cockers started in calling about Gulfstream. Golf talk or talk about Mo. Another good selection?
That's great.
Poll is up, by the way. Their vote's coming in already. They're trickling in. What?
I'm undecided.
It was a tough choice. I voted for golf talk myself. I'm the one who voted. I mean, seriously. This is just. And if I hear anybody else with this Martha Burke and Hootie Johnson, you know something? A plague on all of them at this point. I don't care anymore. You know, we just, Baghdad is free. They're working on that statue of Sodom. Look at that kid. Look at that. There's a kid here that got a noose around the neck of the statue, and there's this teenage kid who's standing at the base trying to figure out how they're going to yank the statue down. That's something, isn't it?
And that continues now, and part of this process appears to be an attempt to pull the statue down.
No kidding, John. John Sigenthaler there with some real, real piercing interpretation there for MSNBC. Some great analization. Was that good or what?
What an insight.
Oh, yeah. What insight you get from the American TV networks, man. Here's a kid, he's putting a rope around the statue, and he's like circling. Oh, he's got some help now. He's got another guy, a couple of guys. There's three kids there, and they're trying to yank this thing down, and the statue, too. Which of these sends you diving to the dial to change stations the fastest? Mo Howard David's voice, Kelly's voice, hockey talk, war talk, religion talk, George's voice, racetrack talk, golf talk, or talk about Mo, you know? And by the way, Mo.
Greg hates you.
Yeah, I just thought I'd throw that in there too for you. I just want to remind him. Can you name me seriously, other than Geldy, Geldy was calling me even at home just practically in tears there a couple of months ago, whining about what's he going to do and that show is awful and Mo is terrorizing him. So obviously Geldy's in a position he can't say anything. Just like Mad Dog, he wants to stay on those Dolphin broadcasts. Mad Dog finds him humanly unacceptable on every level. But name me somebody else in the building who, like, even remotely is like an ally of his. I'll tell you, Joe Costello. And you want to know why?
Why?
First of all, they have to see each other, you know, the crossover, because they work in the same studio. So at 6 every morning, there's that crossover they do. In addition to which, Joe's a wuss, you know. I love Joe Costello. He's a good guy, but he's a pussy, you know. He can't help himself.
Anything to be non-confrontational.
Exactly. He's a very... See, Joe, if you're going to be in this business, I don't want to tell you how to do your show, Joe, because you're a good guy, but be a little bit more outspoken and not so namby-pamby, you know, about, well, people who attack senior citizens, I don't go for that. Well, fine, okay? Just sit there and talk about what a lovely day it is and the birds are singing and, you know, dropping a little load on your car, and that's it. I mean, sports, motor talk, motorsports, that's, well, I didn't even put it on there, but all out of deference to Joe, because he'd get upset. We don't want to get him all bent out of shape. But quit being such a pussy, okay, Joe? Even if he came in here to argue, because he is a hard ass, that's the funny thing about it. Off the air, he's a real hard ass. Which he and his lovely wife, I mean, the two of them, can you just even imagine the confrontations in that house? My God.
World
They're
four.
Both stubborn as a mule, I mean, real, but maybe that's good, you know. Likes a track. One of them will come out alive. Here's a fact that says you're right when you say no one cares about the Marlins. You are
absolutely correct, sir.
And it's been that way since day one. Dave Van Boering is a perfect fit for this team. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, we left one off the list, Eric. Preseason Marlins baseball should be on the list. Or no, we don't need to put preseason, just Marlins baseball. Let's add that on there, okay? You don't have to call him up. I'm sure Eric is listening right now in between his breakfast burritos from Burger King. Or maybe he's got a couple of burrito supremes without the beans from Taco Bell. It's really swell. And can you imagine what's going to be happening now in Iraq, in Baghdad? Can you see the McDonald's going up, the Taco Vivas, the Taco Bells? Huh? Burger King? What else are we going to have to give them? American Idol on TV?
Kmart? Oh.
Iraqi Idol? Walmart? Oh, yeah, Walmart will be over there. Those goose steppers, they'll be over there real fast. Faster than you can say Sieg Heil. Heil Busch. Right? They're going to have, like, a gas station on every street corner? Oh, 30 cents a gallon. $1 a holler to fill up the tank.
Do they have cars over there?
They got plenty of cars over there, okay? They got pickup trucks, they got cars, they got donkeys, they got a little ass. Look at that. Now they're tying the knot. Guys, I don't think it's going to work. The statue that they're attacking, for those of you who are not near a TV, the statue that like, is a gigantic statue that's about, no, I'd say 25 feet tall. A huge statue of Sodom. And it, I would say it probably weighs about a ton. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Or at least 1,000 pounds. And they've got a gigantic rope tied around the neck very nicely. They've tied a knot. And now they're going to try to yank it down. I could be wrong, but I have a feeling that that rope ain't going to get the job done, you know?
No way.
I would say maybe one of the tanks could just, everybody could back away in the tank. But after seeing the bad aim on that hotel yesterday, I'm not so sure that's a good idea, you know? They're shooting at the lobby and the 15th floor gets hit.
Good point.
Yeah. So our aim may be a little bit off. Kurds are celebrating. This is in northern Iraq, by the way. Look at the Kurds in Way. And one guy's got an American flag cap on. And they're like holding up pictures and American flags and USA, USA, let's go Mets, let's go. I love it, huh? We can export all. In fact, you know something? This may be the way to get rid of the Iraqis. We put enough McDonald's in there. It's working in Europe. They're getting all the same heart disease and oil clog and all of that good stuff. So this may be a way to eliminate all of our enemies. Then they will fear us once they taste that crap and start getting, of course, they better put it off for a little while because the hospitals are a little bit busy right now. Anyway, this fax goes out to say, what makes me crazy about the Marlins is this year the ownership keeps saying, come celebrate the 10th anniversary. They said the same thing last year. Marlins' first season was 93, so this is their 11th year, not 10th. That's right. Good point. Today's sports trivia question for the Neil Rogers Show. When was the last time a city with all four major sports teams sucked so bad they all missed the playoffs? Did the Marlins make the playoffs last year?
No.
Did the Heat make the playoffs?
No.
Did the Dolphins make the playoffs?
No.
The Panthers? Wow, that's what we're talking about. Ah, good point. Excellent facts from a real chronic faxer. Thank you. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm really worked up again today. And if I can get that damn ear unplugged today, I'm going to go see my doctor friend. If I get that ear unplugged, it's going to be... Then I'll be dangerous. Then they will fear me. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, look at all the votes on there already. Polls only been up about 10 seconds, and we already got 66 votes. Mario Lemieux would be proud. Bye-bye, Mario. We love you. Go Leafs, go, by the way. I just mentioned that in passing. All you Flyer fans, to you, okay? It's going to be tough. Going to be tough. And I noticed David J. Neal writing the same swill in the paper again about the Leafs are whiners. You know, you don't know. Wouldn't know a goddamn Leaf if it fell on your ass, okay? You silly goose. You organization-sucking idiot. 66 votes. Which of these sends you to the dial to change stations fastest? Religion Talk, 16. George's Voice, 12. Mo Howard Davidson's Voice, 11. We got a battle going on. Even the Iraqis didn't put up a battle this good. Golf Talk, 9. Kelly's Voice, 9. Hockey Talk, 3. Racetrack Talk, 3. Talk About Mo, 2. War Talk, 1. And Marlins Baseball just went up on there. So give them a chance. They'll start making a move. They'll make their move, just like the Marlins. They made a movement. You can smell it. They're 2-6. They're off to a whale of a start. Nobody cares. If they were 6-0, would anybody care? No. Anyway, if you got a big bald spot, the people around you care because they look at you and they see the reflection shining in their head. You know, it's not a good thing. Not a good thing to be like a human beacon, like Boca Bryan. Like Mo without that animal. If you want to look great and younger than you ever believed you could again, there's one guy in the world that can make you do it. I mean, there are lots of other people peddling all kinds of crap. Charles Alfieri isn't into those mousy-looking things or into those phony-looking pieces. He's into the latest technology, which is, of course, his natural hairline system. It looks like real hair, like it's growing out of your scalp, not like a whole bunch of farm animals just fell on top of your head from the sky. For over 25 years, Charlie's been working with the millionaires and the in-between, the schleppers, and even the poorest folks, because, first of all, his system's mighty affordable. And secondly, no matter how much cash you got, nowhere can you go and get a better, more natural-looking system than his natural hairline deal. And, of course, nothing to lose except the ugly bald spot, because everybody who goes there gets Charlie's 30-day guarantee. If you don't love the way it looks and feels, Charlie will give you a full refund, so you have nothing to lose but that big reflection on your head. And when you mention Neil Rogers, when you call Charles Alfieri, they give you an extra $200 off the regular price. So do it now and look better and younger, like a mensch, like a real guy, than you ever dreamed you could do again. Call toll-free, set up an appointment, 1-800-321-2413. 1-800-321-2413, or get more information on their world-famous website at charlesalfieri.com.
live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
We're Big Sub Fan in the Macho NFL. We saw a billboard sign today we don't like very well. We have balls is not the kind of that we'd like to see. Implying we have any balls, this represents our team. And we want our name off of the sign. Yes, it isn't very nice, and so we want to verify. The Dolphins have no balls.
Sha-la-la-la, Donna, Sha-Donna, Sha-la-la.
That's Fort Hope billboard sign, then we've got balls.
Hey, Donna, Sha-la-la.
Donna was horrified, and so appalled. Oh, many, many lifeless hurricane fans will now be checking inside their pants. Do I have two, or am I smooth?
Take down that sign, they're lying.
Dolphins don't have any balls.
Hurricane f***ing blow.
That's why they slap each other's cheeks.
No balls on our cheeks.
Oh, wait till you hear this. Over in Davie, there's quite a contretemps going on. Eddie Jones made Rimmer take down that sign in front of his house, the one that said Rimmer's Balls, Dollar a Holler, or whatever the hell it said. Very upset about that. 9:48, 12 minutes till 10 at 560 WQM. We got the Mad Dog from the Masters in Augusta. Golf talk starting at 1 o'clock, but he can make it interesting. Mad Dog can make anything interesting, you know? He really can. He's got away with it. He hates Mo. 3 o'clock, we got Hank Goldberg back in the studio.
Oh!
Maybe the Hopper will come in early today. I can see if he lost an ounce or two, huh? I haven't seen him in a long time, the Hopper. I want to make sure. And I can also tell him that he's full of crap about overtime in hockey. I love you, Hank, but don't talk about hockey. You don't know anything about it. Overtime in hockey is sensational, especially, of course, in the playoffs when we play the full, 20-minute periods. But that's beside the point. Hank, 3 to 6:30. 6:30, it's Marlins on deck. Rhymes with Dreck. 7:05, the Marlins and the Mets over at the PP Park. And then, of course, Eddie K after the game. Joe and Mark overnight. Tell Joe to grow up here. Now, speaking of the, PP Park, I notice in Houston they changed the name of the field from Enron Field to, Oreo Cookie or, well, whatever it is, field. Some other name. Cause Enron obviously is out of business.
Right.
But PP, pro player has been out of business for what, about 2 years?
At least.
And we still call it Pro Player Stadium. Huh? I mean, I realize it doesn't make a big difference because nobody cares. Although the Dolphins still do play there. Why don't they go back to Joe Robbie Stadium? Huh? Just out of common decency, even though I realize they don't have any.
I'm assuming because they're still trying to sell the name.
Okay, so in the interim, even though Wayne is a hard ass, why can't they just go back to Joe Robbie Stadium? Now, he was a hard ass too, but at least he did something, you know? He didn't just talk. He didn't run around with his hand out. He got the financing done himself, which bankrupted the rest of his family. But nevertheless, at least he built us the stadium, which, as far as I'm concerned, is a damn nice stadium. All the people complaining about it, I don't see anything wrong with that stadium.
At all.
No, that's not the location. I mean, Dade and Broward, right on the county line, my God, right between the two counties. And even from Palm Beach, you can drive down the turnpike and be there like about 10 minutes if you drive real fast. No, seriously, and you drive in off the turnpike right into the parking lot. What not to like? I mean, sure, the prices are ridiculous, but that's not the stadium. I say let's rename it the Joe Robbie Stadium. Come on, Wayne, what do you say?
No.
You jackass, you bald-headed geek. Let's see, now, I want to join Beaner Boy and Miguel at Treasure Island tonight. Happy hour, 5 to 7 p.m. Come on by and catch an eyeful. Get an eyeful. Maybe you want to wear a surgical mask. Of the wall-to-wall lovelies, including this week's feature, Dana Lee. Carlos is going to be over there pawing away, trying to get a little touch, a little feel, a little squeeze.
Trying my best.
And, of course, the good news is Georgian's not here this week, so he might actually get close. I'm sure that's what he does over there. I'm sure he's, like, you know, rolling around, hoping to run into somebody.
Running interference?
No, I'm not talking about that. Just to get a little feel. I heard he was rolling around with Fat Boy a couple of weeks ago.
Ugly sight.
A grotesque sight. Okay, 5670560. How's that poll coming out, the new poll? It's a good one, as usual. Which of these sends you diving to the dial to change stations the fastest? I sure hope our very astute programming department is checking this out. Religion Talk 24. See, that's George again. He's always on there with his militant anti-religion, okay? I'll tell you someday he's going to have to face the Lord to meet his maker, to meet Marvin Maker at Monticello Raceway. George's Voice 21. See, that's all George stuff there. God, he's killing this show. Mo Howard, David's Voice 20. So those three each have over 20. You know, the disease in this room is back again. I think, you notice Duff was just in here? I think he dropped some pellets on the way out. Either that or he's dating a rabbit.
Duff droppings.
Yeah, Duff droppings. They look like rabbit droppings to me. Turn it off on here. Golf Talk 17. That's moving up the list fast. Oh, is that coma inducing or what? Geldy's Voice 12. 12 said Geldy's Voice. What is Miguel hawking about? What's
That rope's not going to work.
Tell us something we don't know, okay? But the good news is, and at least they better tell those poor kids to get off the goddamn statue. Because on the base of the monument there, they're like banging away with sledgehammers and all kinds of crap. And so that thing is going to come tumbling down any second. In the meantime, they got all these, they're going to be more collateral damage, I'm afraid. There's all these kids that are up there mounting the statue. They're mounting Sodom. I bet they'd like to. Oh, I bet you Mo would like to mount Sodom, huh?
Don't.
Start getting even with the rest of the human race. Everybody else has been doing Mo. Maybe he can start doing Sodom. At least the statue anyway. He can hop on it. So they got the rope tied around Sodom's neck. I don't think, kids, it's going to work too well. But why don't they show the bottom again, you assholes? Who's the? Oh, this is coming from the Arab networks. And the good news, let me say it again. The U.S. has taken over Iraqi TV and radio.
Oh!
They're going to be getting the show pretty soon. That'll change their altitude, I guarantee you that. Wait till they hear douchebag the first time, huh? In fact, I bet you we make a lot of big Mo fans over there in Iraq. You know what? All we gotta do is play one drop in.
You asshole!
And they'll love it. Huh? Can you imagine they'll be going around high-fiving themselves? And now there's just this one little kid with that rope, and he's climbing down it. This is really comical, man. It's hysterical. Show us the base of the statue, the monument again, you idiots. That's where the good work's going on. They're making some progress on it. They're like banging the stones away. That thing's gonna come. And you know what's really gonna be bad is when it comes tumbling down. You got about 200 people gathered around it now. Uh-oh. More collateral damage.
Say he will turn 66 if he's still alive at the end of this month. But as we have said...
Couldn't we at least wait until his 66th birthday? Is she talking about Mo again? Oh, Sodom she's talking about. I thought she was talking about Mo. WQAM.
Yeah, Neil?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Good morning to you.
And buenos dias to you, sir.
You know, you've been asking all week long. I've been trying to get through what this war is really about.
Yeah, what's it all about, Alfie?
I have a different opinion, okay, than everybody else.
Okay.
I don't really have to do with Mr. Bush's legacy. If you think back to the last 30, 40 years, every president had a legacy. You know, Kennedy with the Bay of Pigs, Nixon with Watergate, Reagan with Contra, you know, and our boy Clint, you know, he had a legacy of getting a little, you know, extra activity in the White House, you know. But
that wasn't their legacy. That was their, like, weak link. That was their weakest link.
Yeah, I know, but
that was
it's
the
what
chink
they're
in
known
the armor.
For.
Yeah.
It's what they're known for. If you think about that president, that's what they're known for at that mm-hmm. time, you know.
And you're saying is that Bush Sr. was a wimp, being known for a wimp and backing out of Iraq.
Right. And you hear on CNN they just renamed Baghdad? It's called Bush Gardens now.
I love it. Okay, thanks a lot, man. He was pretty weak until he got to that. That was excellent. Bush Gardens West. Let's see. 16 Iraqis die trying to knock down statue store in 30 minutes. That's bad. Somebody faxes me that. That's really bad. Plus, it's going to be a lot more 16 if that thing. No, seriously. They're like working on it. They got at least 200 people pounding and banging at one poor. Would somebody else give them some help?
Maybe in 30 days.
He must have like
going.
The only sledgehammer in town because he's just banging away on that thing. Banging. Between a statue and a monument, it's got to weigh a ton. Got to, minimum. Because that's heavy-duty stuff, you know?
I say more than that.
They spared no expense in building all of that crap with that oil money, you know? Just banging and pounding. And the poor kids with a rope. You know, what am I going to say? You got to laugh. It's comical. I mean, they mean well. They're giving it their best shot. But I don't think you're going to be able to yank him down with a rope. What they would like to do is get the real Saddam, like Mussolini, and hang his ass upside down in the middle of town like they did with Mussolini. Do you ever see those pictures? Those were the best. That was great. Of course, they were already dead, but I mean, they hung the bodies of him and his lady friend, Mussolini. Anyway, here's a fact that says extending the war into Iraq would have incurred incalculable human and political costs. We would have been forced to occupy Baghdad and, in effect, rule Iraq. The coalition would instantly have collapsed, and the Arabs deserting in anger and other allies pulling out as well. Exceeding the UN's mandate would have destroyed the precedent of international response to aggression we hope to establish. Had we gone the invasion route, the U.S. could still be an occupying power in a bitterly hostile land. That's a direct quote from George Bush Sr. and Brent Scowcroft in Time Magazine 1998, Why We Didn't Remove Saddam. How do you like that? I just mentioned that in passing. Okay? Since the guy brought it up about Papa Bush. Papa Bush and Mama Lapinga. 5670560, pound 560. Oh, here's a good PR Ralph says, Baghdad is free.
Oh!
Yeah! So Jeff from Pizza Loft just sent a plane with a banner. Look for his brand new store soon. Also new crystals, plus a new ball team and a steak and shake in a royal castle. I'm telling you, we'll clog their arteries by the middle of June. Huh? Just imagine all the good things we can export over there now. All the great American businesses, huh? The dollar signs are just flashing in my... What am I missing?
I think they got some help now. That looks like a tank that came in there to... I don't know if it's going to help them out.
Oh, yeah, we got to be... The tank is either going to help them take the statue down or something else. Well, we got bad aim. We're not trying to get them, but we got bad aim lately. They're handing out the free passes for the Paradise Hotel. Or is it the... Oh, look at it. Now, what's the tank doing?
But Iraqis who are still willing to fight, there was a lot of them out there. We still need to get up to Tikrit, other parts of the country. So cautious optimism is the way I would describe it.
Oh, my God. 10 a.m. Vice President Cheney's going to speak. We'll be listening to some of that, okay? Woo! 9:58 at 560 WQM. I just popped a couple of Oleum in my push, and look how great I look and sound right now. Well, at least sound, anyway. I look like me. Not too good. Oleumed is a great product, though, for you, and it really works. Oleumed soft gels contain pharmaceutical-grade olive oil, the best anywhere, not just plain ordinary pedestrian mealy-mouth olive oil. It's super concentrated, loaded with health benefits for you. Oleumed every day can help reduce the risk of heart disease and high cholesterol, plus there are 14 different Oleumed formulas from which to choose, well, however you say it. Each one combining the best olive oil you'll find with vitamins, minerals, and herbals to support specific needs from bones to your blood pressure, that's what I'm taking for my blood pressure, to your immune system. Just pick out the formulas that are right for you and what you'll be needing. Now there are three new Oleumed formulas, one to help your sleep, one to help you control your weight, and CellQ10, so important for your heart. Pick up some Oleumed today at Publix, Eckerd's, Walgreens, Whole Food Markets, Navarro, Sedano's, or order it online at oleumedamerica.com. If you want to get more info, call them toll-free 1-866-OLEOMED. That's 1-866-653-6633. You take enough of it, you can be just as healthy as I am, or even Mo. Get some Oleumed today and start popping it in your puss.
Live and local, we're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
D. Parrot Cuba.
This old man, Dick Cheney, he had angioplasty, had a heart attack, paddle whack, got him a full tone. Next time he's not coming home. Hey, kids, did you like that? Well, let's do another one, this time with the president's name. This nitwit, his name's Bush. He's a hemorrhoid in the tush. Sure. He picked a guy who would die so he'd be alone. Yeah. There's nothing in his empty dome.
And we know our military, not just for the power of its weapons, but by the character of the men and women who serve. Since the war, our forces have conducted themselves with all of the skill and integrity that President Bush and the American people expected of them.
Except for the friendly fire.
Operations continue all across Iraq, securing cities.
Except for the bad aim on a hotel.
Lines, delivering tons of humanitarian aid. In downtown Baghdad this morning, we're seeing evidence of the collapse of any central regime authority.
And the statue, too. Don't forget about that, Dick. So anyway, Greg Reed just comes rushing in here breathlessly and says to me, how many people are going to die if that statue comes tumbling down real quick? And I said, how many, Greg? And he said,
about 30, man.
He is obsessed with that. He is really a sick puppy, I'll tell you. He also said he does hate Mo. Here's the facts from Josh in Chicago who says, let me start by being a little, I'm not going to leave that Cheney stuff on. Oh, my God. Talk about an evil doer. He is evil, baby. He is evil incarnate.
Truth cannot come from that man.
Yeah, the truth will set you free, Dick. Can you give it to us?
No.
The truth either. Josh in Chicago faxes and says, let me start by being a little nostalgic. I've been a listener for over 10 years. Neither time zones nor distance can stop me from listening to somebody tell it like it is. I was thinking yesterday about the best moments in recent memory on your show. Here's my list. Number one, Fox News Heather, possibly the best radio I've ever heard. Two, Mo, he's been a godsend. Not for people that listen during his hours, those that listen to your show. He's a godsend, as in...
Oh, God.
Three, the guy who sang Neil's Way. Normally, I imagine you'd have dumped the call, but it was so spontaneous that it worked. I kept thinking he was finished, but he kept singing and singing. It was awesome. Four, your first day at QAM. That no-compete stuff sucks. And five, every time you come back from vacation. Man. Somebody give me a towel, please. Wow, this is unbelievable.
Please, enough talking.
On a different subject, isn't it illegal, according to international law, for one nation to assassinate the leader of another nation? We are clearly targeting him, so why isn't anybody making a stink about this? Tell Mo what I know is that he's wearing my cat on his head, and I want Mr. Whiskers back. Thank you, Josh in Chicago. Have a wonderful life, okay? And it will warm up someday. Here's one that says, give them a damn grenade already. The hammer won't do it. The hammer won't do it. He's busy, okay? He's busy making bets now. He's busy collecting from his bookie. How is that? Oh, they're not showing that anymore. There it is.
Our air-to-ground fighters couldn't guide it.
Cheney. I don't want to hear Cheney. I want to hear the play-by-play on the Saddam statue coming out in Baghdad. Damn it. Oh, look, now they're kicking pictures of Saddam, ripping up the
photo
cardboard.
Of the target. Confirm it's...
I keep putting him on because I'm expecting somebody going to be from there telling us what's going on. And we keep hearing a sad, tragic old man with the gimpy heart. Ripping up pictures of Saddam. And there's the photographers taking a picture. There's a little photo op for him. Rip it up, baby. Stomp on it. Kick that mother scratcher, okay? And by the way, he's dead, we think. And if not, who cares? And let me say it again in case you missed it. The Iraqi information minister, who was even better, he did a better stand-up act than George Carlin. He's disappeared. He vamoosed with a sack of cash, probably, with a bunch of dinars. In fact, probably Rimmer hopes he'll buy him a few dinars. You think?
Man.
He hopes anybody buys him a few dinars. So anyway, there they are, and they're celebrating, and they're having a great time, and Liberty para Iraq. Now, let's hear Jesse say Liberty para Iraq. Which, on the one hand, I understand, this is the moment that the Hawks have waited for. Oh, look at what a great job we did, okay? So there's thousands of dead people, and about 100 dead Americans, at least that they're admitting so far, and a whole bunch of Brits who are dead, which most of which we killed them, but that's okay. Because that's the price you have to pay for Liberty para Iraq. There's going to be an Exxon station on every corner. There'll be a BP, Amoco right across the street. Exxon, kitty corner to that. There'll be a Baptist church on every other corner. No Catholic church. They don't want no part of them. Sorry, you lose, Papa. That'll teach you to be against the war. That's right. They're going to go over there and Christianize those heathen bastards. No more of this Muslim stuff. You watch. By the end of this month, all the 1 billion Muslims on the face of the earth are going to be wearing little Jesus. They're going to have like a cross on their dashboard. They are. They're going to have a little Jesus, a little Virgin Mary thing. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the Catholics again. 5670560, pound 560. The statue's still standing. They've whacked away at the base of that baby pretty good. They've done some heavy-duty damage, but it's got to weigh about 25 tons. Get one of those tanks. They tried to commandeer one of our tanks. There's again, just loan it to us for a while. Are they doing it?
Humanitarian crisis.
Huh?
Yep, there it goes.
There goes what?
A tank going for the statue.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's earlier. See, you know, you don't understand. Where are you? Why am I listening to you? That the inset. What channel are you watching?
CNN.
I'm not watching CNN.
It's gonna hit it.
Here comes the tank, and the tank is going after the statue. Like I said, MSNBC sucks.
Exactly how it's going to knock it over, or what exactly it's going to do. But
this is great. This is a lot more fun than watching the Marlins.
Go to the tank and attempt to pull the statue of Saddam over.
These Iraqi civilians at first started pelting the statue with shoes a couple hours ago, and we picked up the shot about an hour ago when someone had actually scaled the pedestal of the statue with a ladder, tried to...
You know who it was?
Eisner!
Saddam Hussein went back down to the pedestal, and all we could see was one axe that they seemed to be whacking.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Exactly. It's a very large statue, and doing it that way would take a long time.
It would take a long time. No Schmidt, man. Heavy-duty analyzation again there for you. So they, with the help of the American Marines, they've got one of the tanks. Or is that one of their tanks? They don't have any tanks left. We're using one of our tanks to assist them in one of their first acts under a free Baghdad, under a liberated Baghdad, and that is to knock down this big, disgusting statue because the rope didn't work too good. Save that rope for one if we still find him alive, okay? Save the rope.
Look, now they're all climbing on.
And now all the kids are climbing on top of the tank. Are you sure this isn't the tank that was just left in the middle of the street? That it looks like an old beaten up. That's not an American tank.
It's not a tank. It's an armored personnel carrier or something.
Excuse me. I didn't know that you were so militaristic. I mean, so there they are, crawling around on it.
Office went into that pictures of Saddam, official portraits. The pictures of Saddam.
Be sure to take a lot of photos. They'll be selling them at Walmart. They'll have the commemorative edition. Oh, yeah. By the end of by the weekend, that the bastard at Walmart, he'll have at least six locations all around the country. Here's a fax from Tom. Says the Iraqis look happy. Wait till they start working 16 hours a day in sweatshops. Come on, Tom. Hop on a bandwagon, baby. Libertad, USA, USA. Ileana Ross Lightning for Chief Jackass. P.S. Were you on aspirin therapy when you had that mini stroke? No. I was taking a baby aspirin. What does that mean? No, I just, I don't know. I was fat. I was fat and sitting on my ass every day doing no exercise. I don't want to rehash all of that. It was a pulmonary embolism, very similar to what David Blum died from. And what a tragedy that was. Just like the tragedy of all these lost lives. All these children, they showed pictures yesterday. Finally, after 3 weeks, they showed all of these gruesome pictures that made you want to cry. But, hey, see now, again, it's all the images. If we only would have had TV during, at least the live coverage during Vietnam, if we would have had satellite technology, instead of listening to all the propaganda and the lies that they told us, just like we heard the lies about that Patriot missile on behalf of the Raytheon Company from Normie Schwarzkopf. He would never lie, would he?
Yeah.
He sure did. That's what Moshe Aaron said. And Moshe Aaron's, nobody named Moshe ever lies. Well, unless they're trying to sell you something. 567-560, pound 560 on the... We will interrupt commercials, all programming, as soon as the statue topples, okay? Because this is one of the highlights of our life, is watching that side. Not that it's a big deal, but it's the symbolic value, right, of the statue, like, going down. Now we got somebody again. Is he climbing the rope, or is he coming back down? He's coming back down. He went up to put... Why don't they get somebody, like in Vegas, I'm getting tongue-tied. You've seen that, haven't you, when they blow up all the old casinos? You've never seen that?
Yeah,
on the Travel
yeah.
Channel? They show that about 10 times a day.
They set up all the bombs.
Yeah, they set up all the what
charges.
The charges, thank you. I'm getting tongue-tied because I'm so excited that we finally have liberated Baghdad. I can't hear you with the mic off.
Oops. They send that guy up to put a chain around them instead of a rope.
A chain?
A chain.
Huh. I don't think that's going to do it either, guys. The thing weighs, what I say, 7,500 pounds, and they're attacking it with like a... It's kind of like the way the Iraqi army defended Baghdad. It's the same kind of, you know, attacking a gorilla with a BB. Rebozo. It's 11 past 10 at 560 WQAM on a great day, man. Look at this message center. Get desktop audio and video messages. No, thank you. Now, don't mess with that. Every time you just mention something to him, Julio, the DirecTV thing, and we're just relax. You're gung-ho, that's great, but you're a little over-involved. A little over-involved. Just kind of ease back off. 12 minutes after 10 at 560 WQAM on a great day for the world, baby. We're doing it, man. Baghdad is free. Well, free of them, anyway. Now we got more problems. You ever thought about getting a wireless phone? Sure you have. You know how valuable it is to keep in touch with your business associates during the day, as well as being connected with your family at all times. Don't postpone it one more second. Get it done today. Get with it. Just call Wireless City, a T-Mobile authorized dealer. Call them right now, toll-free, at 888-221-8080. And a Wireless City folk will deliver today to your home or business a new wireless phone ready for you to use. Wireless City, a T-Mobile authorized dealer, can offer you service plans perfect for you, like their new $39.99 plan with 600 whenever minutes and unlimited weekends. Call Wireless City now, toll-free at 1-888-221-8080. If you call today, you'll get the new small-size Nokia 3390 with vibrating call alert and hands-free. Just call 1-888-221-8080. Service agreement required. See printed materials or authorized representative at Wireless City for limited and complete details. Wireless City, a T-Mobile authorized dealer. Call 888-221-8080.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAQAM.
Now, a message from the Iraqi Tourism Council.
Hello, I am Mohammed Sheikh Gildan, and this is my Iraq. Come visit the zoo. Come visit the desert dominoes. Lay down on the sand. But do it quick. There are tentative plans for what could be a major renovation. Call your local travel agent quick, like today, and get there fast, like tomorrow. Because from what we hear, very soon, we're going to have a lot of those little pardon our appearance signs hanging up. Well, not really hanging up, because I don't know where we're going to put them. You know, we can't have anything to hang them on. But they'll be laying all over the ground. Come to Iraq and experience our beautiful hotel, where each room comes with a magic fingers bed and free Al Jazeera TV, plus the Yes Network. Bustling theater districts, modern malls, luxury casinos, museums are all certainly a possibility 50 to 60 years down the road, you know, according to our scientists. We're going to hope that that fat guy from Qatar comes through with some bling bling. How about it's Qatar now, huh? My whole life Qatar, now all of a sudden Qatar. It's like Demi Moore. I'm Demi, and all of a sudden I'm Demi. Whatever. Come to Iraq quick, while it's still on the map.
The preceding message has been brought to you by the Iraqi Tourism Council.
Okay, everybody's backed off to the back of the statue. There's about 16 punks, I mean fine young Iraqi teenagers on top of that thing, the tank. We're getting ready for the big blow, baby.
Not yet.
Because some little punk kid almost jumped up on there.
Well, there's always going to be a little collateral damage during these heroic moments. There's always going to be, you know, a few bodies to be dragged away. But you're looking at the little picture. You got to look at the big picture, okay? The symbolism of this magnificent event. Okay, I think they're getting ready.
Go! Let's roll!
Oh, not yet. Look at that. The Dow has gone up 52 points. The S&P is up 4.5 points. Things are looking, everything's coming up roses. Come on, let's sing it. Which of these sends you diving to the dial to change stations faster? We asked on NeilRogers.com. 208 votes. Religion Talk, 40. George's Voice, 37. Mo Howard David's Voice, 31. Sends them diving to the dial. Well, this, see, that's not his voice, really. Marlins Baseball. Boy, look at that. For a late edition, Marlins Baseball is all the way up to 28. It's contending. If only the Marlins were contending that well. Golf Talk, 23. Oh, woo! Racetrack Talk, 18. In other words, old cockers from the track. Geldy's Voice, 17. Talk About Mo, 6, War Talk, 5, and Hockey Talk, only 3. How do you like that? Stanley Cup playoffs tonight! Katie, go Leafs, go. That's as much as they can handle. Okay, wait a minute. I think they're getting ready again.
About 20 punks on at the tank. Oh, and I'll just throw like paper airplanes at it. What are they throwing?
I think they're shooting the helmets to the soldiers and throwing them into the crowds.
Yeah?
I think they're getting looted.
They're throwing like paper airplanes at the statue, hoping that'll get the job done. Well, they never were really good fighters, you know, in case you haven't noticed. They never were really great fighters. Anyway, they're still working on it. We'll let you know. We'll keep you up to date because it's important stuff. Here's a fax that says, how about a Disney theme park in Iraq? That sounds good. We'll have to call you-know-who for that. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon line, WQAM. Hello?
I wanted to say in passing that when Colin Powell did his show and tell at the UN, after he had a press conference, and somebody asked him, if you Americans knew where the weapons of mass destruction are, why didn't you just tell the UN inspectors?
Right.
And Colin Powell said, well, we're looking at ways that we can get them that information. Well, today begins week 4 in Iraq. If we know where they are, where are they?
We're still looking, man.
Where are they,
but
buddy?
We did find some pesticide.
Rummy, Wolfie, Georgie, where are they, buddy?
Don't be so negative, man. We're knocking a statue down. Get with it.
Yeah, but you know, 50% of Americans now say we don't care if you find them or not. What kind of bullshit is that?
Exactly, because you're dealing with, they've been brainwashed very nicely. Congratulate them on a great job of brainwashing. Oh, now what?
It broke.
The rope broke? Oh, no. Jeez, the rope broke. Well, first of all, what were they going to use the rope for anyway? The rope isn't going to hold. They were going to attach the rope to the tank and, like, back it up? Oh, give me a break, okay? Like I said, their tactics never were, like, really all that great. They weren't great military tacticians, you know? Poison gas, that worked pretty good with the Iranians and the Kurds, but as far as, like, yanking statues down, not too great, at least in Baghdad. So now the rope is just hanging.
Saddam is too strong.
It's waving in the breeze, and they must be really demoralized about that. Just when we thought we were going to pull him down, and they pulled us back in. Here's a good article, by the way. It's on our website by Brian Reed in the UK Mirror. It was all planned long ago in line with what this gentleman just said. He says, take pride in the courage of our boys. Now, he's talking about the British. Take pride in the courage of our boys. Feel relieved your building society shares our soaring. And enjoy the Hollywood choreography as America raises the stars and stripes in Baghdad. But amid all the backslapping, take a second to ask yourself a couple of crucial questions about this illegal colonization of Iraq. Why and with whose authority are we there? A quick recap. Washington first said Iraq needed invading because it had links with Al-Qaeda, never proven. Then it was to remove weapons of mass destruction, but the UN inspectors found none, and the Allies haven't so far. On Sunday, typically eloquent U.S. Brigadier General Vincent Brooks said, the places it's most likely to be found, we haven't even gotten to them yet. Which presumably means parts of Baghdad Saddam was still holding, so why hasn't the heartless monster used them against us? Is it because he has none? In which case, why did we invade? Or why didn't he use them because of the appalling consequences? In which case, why did we invade? But of course, weapons aren't this month's excuse for toppling Saddam. Now we're told it's about liberating the people from a vicious dictator. If you believe that, you'll believe Bush's crucial vote in Florida was not rigged. Saddam Hussein is an evil despot who's killed his own people to stay in power. We know this because when he was our friend in the 1980s, we colluded in those atrocities by supporting him with arms. But do you know how many more evil regimes currently operate? Do you have any idea how many more current evil regimes there are, Carlos?
About 30, man.
Try Zimbabwe, where opponents of Robert Mugabe are arrested and tortured. Why not invade there? So why don't the coalition put things right? The answer is simple. Either corporate America doesn't need the regime change there, or military America couldn't pull it off. The truth about this grossly immoral war is that America's right-wing, pro-Israeli politicians planned to oust Saddam years ago. 9/11 gave them the cover to destroy the most powerful Arab state, redraw the Middle East, and control the Earth's second biggest oil reserves. Ask yourself again why we've invaded a sovereign state. How would you feel if China eventually decides to make Britain a puppet state and drives its tanks into the Palace of Westminster? We have a moral case to oppose them, or like the Iraqis who tread on unexploded cluster bombs, will we not have a leg to stand on? Think about it. Good article there by Brian Reed in the UK Mirror. Think about it. Are they thinking about it?
No.
No, they're thinking about this statue. That's what we got to work on right now. We got statues to work on, man, and a bunch of old pictures that we got to tear apart.
Rah, rah, sis, boom, bah.
That's right. Let's hear it. In fact, where's the, what do we got in here? We have God Bless America? We must have something. Very patriotic. Oh, I know it. Wait a minute. I know what we got.
Oh, Canada.
That's the wrong one. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon. I'm not going to get a lot of calls about those Stanley Cup playoffs because they start tonight. And I know that this town is just wild about it. Probably even Hank's going to be watching some of that. Huh? WQAM.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear something on the news yesterday about somebody paying $45,000 to put an ad in the San Francisco Chronicle to impeach Bush?
No, I didn't hear it.
I heard that on news somewhere on a station in Orlando. Well, it was a newscast, but...
They might as well take the money and flush it down the toilet.
I'm going to subscribe to that paper right now.
Okay.
That story you read last Friday on that, on Bush and his mentality, because he lacked wisdom, I was looking for that on your website. I couldn't find it. I wanted to print it out. Is it there?
Story that he lacks wisdom?
Yeah.
I thought that was in every story that we've been reading.
Yeah, that's true. You got a point there. In closing, that guy that faxed you about his favorite thing, I love that guy that Neil's Way. That was great.
That was great. We might play that today. It'll kill some good time.
Could I put in a request? I haven't heard in a long time.
Sure, no problem, man. Whatever you want. We're in a great mood today. We got that statue coming down.
How about the old popcorn song, Butt Balls?
Butt Balls?
Stick those butt balls up my ass.
Oh, butt beads.
Butt beads, yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, thanks. Okay, I think that was a request in more ways than one. He said, stick those butt balls. Oh, we can't say that. We don't want to get Donna Shalali all upset again, and especially Eddie Jones. He's having a problem with Rimmer's balls. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. They're working on that statue, man.
As Christian mentioned, there was a sign held up by some Iraqis, which in no uncertain terms told them to go home. But mostly it's kind of amusement, seemingly, that
it is very amusing.
The Iraqis see them with some amusement, perhaps, is my limited impression from here.
Simon, as we lost our signal with you, we caught up with, we actually gathered some new information. The Vice President, Dick Cheney, saying this morning, quote, "We are seeing the collapse of the central regime authority." That's according to Reuters. He apparently said that in a speech.
Oh, Paula, will you stop? That's news? That's news. They've been having us on here all morning. There is no authority at all. There's no government. There's no presence there. Maybe they're going to put them under the tree in December. Once we Christianize them, don't you think? They're saving the presents for Christmas and Hanukkah when we Judaize them. Now forget about those two. Those two won't come. But the Baptist man, they got it. They got this licked. In fact, Jan and Paul Crotch are already putting up a TV tower in Baghdad.
I think they already have one there.
Do they really?
I'm serious.
Wouldn't surprise me. They got them everywhere. Jan and Paul Crotch.
With Iraqis. It's,
now what
are they doing? I've been talking to colleagues who were working in southern Iraq. The overwhelming impression that everyone has got is that until a town is secure and Ba'ath Party officials and local military officials have been neutralized, either killed, I guess, by American forces or put under...
I guess these are all people that don't have to go to work today, huh, or school.
...enough to come out onto the streets,
sorry,
as we're seeing now.
Sorry.
I don't feel...
Just want to lighten things up a little bit, okay? Don't get so tense and depressed, everybody, okay? I mean, we're in South Florida. We got enough problems of our own to deal with. If you don't believe me, just open a window and take a whiff. Oh, that smell of death, it's circulating big time. 26 past 10 at 560. It's a Wednesday. That means we got our big noon to one comedy bits hour. We got butt beads coming up for you. Don't we have butt beads? I don't think we're going to play that. Huh? I'll let George play it. It's disgusting. I'm not into that anal stuff like he is. He's an ass man. He's the ass man. It's all he knows. Hey, homeowners, is there anything worse on a hot South Florida day, which could be almost any day, going out in the backyard for a nice dip and going into the pool as well? And you look at it and you think, holy crap, this thing is really getting bad. It's stained, it's dirty, maybe there's a crack in it and the pool too. Don't look at that ugly mess anymore. Just say no mo' ugly pool and do the smart thing. Call our good friends at Atlantic Marsite. These aren't just a couple of pool guys who got a beat up old pickup truck with some of that pool cleaning crap in the back. This is a real construction company who uses full-time employees, not subcontractors. Atlantic Marsite specializes in the most incredible innovation at the pool business, Diamond Bright. Atlantic Marsite's been pouring it on for 12 years, and they know how to do it right. They're licensed, they're insured professionals. They even train the other companies internationally how to do Diamond Brighting right, and they'll give you the same price they give to the contractors. How can you beat that? They serve North Miami, Broward, and Palm Beach. Call Atlantic Marsite. They're the biggest installers of Diamond Bright anywhere in town and get your pool looking fantastic. They'll come right to you and give you a free estimate. They also do pool and deck renovations, custom lighting, pool heating, exotic water features, too. For the very best going anywhere, call Atlantic Marsite toll-free, 1-800-558-8883. That's 1-800-558-8883. Diamond Bright, if you're going to do it right, because Diamond Bright is a pool's best friend. Well, okay, so I took the thing off. Just relax, calm down. It was a little operator error because we're getting all whipped up about the statue, which I think is primarily your fault.
Live and local. This is 560.
The radio's all yours now.
QAM.
Them.
With bloodshot eyes, munchies by our sides, we reclaimed our gold, you see. It's a legal drug according to the good old IOC. God made this weed glorious and free.
Okay, here we go. They've got an extension on the tank. They've got a crane, baby, and they're going to, like, knock that baby down, the statue. Go! On a count of three. I'm not ready yet.
Not unless they want to kill that guy.
This has turned into some project, you know. It's a damn good thing that our military was a lot more apt than they are at knocking their statue down. Let's get with it, guys. Come on.
Take out a building, take out statues, take out various symbols of party.
Take out some Kentucky Fried. 5670, I'm telling you, we're going to export some real caca over there. It's going to be great. It'll be really good. Get some of those deflated stocks up there like McDonald's that's in the crapper, McDeath. Look at that phone. Look at this phone. There's not a call on it. We're doing screenless. We're having a great day today. And I take a look over, getting ready to punch up a bunch of calls, and you people are up like that. You want to know why? They're all watching the statue. Okay, well, we can play that game.
They had done that enough.
Here we got some guy climbing up on the extension, right up face to face with Sodom. He gives him a little kiss. I feel kind of interesting. As a matter of fact, did you see the picture of the soldier? One of the Iraqis was so happy that he was being liberated, he tried to kiss him on the cheek, and the soldier like turned his head like, not us. We're macho guys. I think that's what he said. Maybe he said later on when it gets dark. Anyway.
The way, and have seen which way this tide has turned, but it'll be interesting to see how they do finally.
You can't complain about that Iraqi technology, baby, because they don't have any.
But sort of certainly Simon was talking about people who
will teach them
civilian outfits, fire a gun, melt back, raise a white flag.
Now, what is this? This is one of the Marines, isn't it? Yeah, this is a Marine who's putting an American flag around. Oh, this is great. He's putting the American flag over Sodom's puss.
Oh.
Yeah, right over his head. Look at that. Wow. You talk about a dog and pony show, huh? The talking news head networks could pay $1 billion and couldn't get anything better than this. Yeah, the Marines said, you're a bunch of inept schmata heads. We're going to come in here and do it right, okay? You guys couldn't lick a stamp, much less our army. So there you go. They're doing it.
As we watch this picture, Christiane, I wanted to ask something.
Like I said, they're powerful pictures, baby, but of course what you see is not necessarily what you get or what they're going to get.
But
let's enjoy it while we can. It's a hoot. WQAM.
Yeah, Neil?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I'm not watching the statue. I'm out here on 826.
Well, you're missing a hell of, you'll see later on the news, man. It's great.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
They got the American flag entirely wrapped over Sodom's head.
Well, I can't wait to get home and watch Channel 7 News, my favorite.
They'll have it on every 15 minutes.
Hey, I got 826 sucks today. You used to play this song, Nobody Speaks English Anymore. Can you play that for me?
You know something? I love that bit, and I don't know what the hell George did. I'll try to find it, okay? See what that little pinhead did with that disc.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Stay off the Palmetto, man. Good luck to you. Oh, he's on the Palmetto. Oh, there's Fatboy waddling in here right in the middle of the show. What is he doing in here? Doesn't he get the memo? What do you want? What is he saying?
He said Treasure Island.
Oh, he's talking to you. Okay, good. Talk to him. I don't want to talk to you. So there we go.
But
the Marines are up on, they're mounting it.
The possibility.
The Marines are mounting it. Of course, after 3 weeks in the desert, they probably mount almost anything at this point.
And Christian, the American flag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they took the flag off his head.
I was going to say, it looks like they're either repositioning the flag or taking it down. It reminded me of something I think we actually witnessed together in live television out of Unkusser.
Oh, I know what they're going to do with the flag.
Stick it up.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do with it. Stick it right up Saddam's chute.
Fort, and
yes.
There was so much reaction from the civilians who were so angry about that show of what they called American imperialism. That flag came down within minutes.
Yes, and that's basically been what has happened in other instances as well. I mean, you know, that they don't want to look like an occupation army. They don't want to.
Oh, UCF Kenny, yeah, I knew we'd get some of this. He's giving me the, see, I told you so, near there. Now they're partying. Well, we'll see how long that lasts, okay? Don't get too carried away, Mr. Hotshot, Mr. Genius, Mr. Rocket Scientist. In addition to which, all of the collateral damage, those dead people and the people that are wounded and, like, falling apart in the hospital, they're not in on the party. They said, call us when the party started. We sent our apologies. We can't make it because we're either really badly injured or dead. Thousands of us. But that's beside the point, UCF Kenny.
Or preparing for our children's funeral.
Just get your whole life through that little 17-inch screen you're looking into, your 25 or 52-inch tube, and get all your information about life in the world right through that screen, man. Let them mesmerize you. And obviously they've done a good job. Let's see. Here's one from some guy. My partner and I were talking about the funniest thing yesterday. We had a list of people you talk about who have appeared on your show who we would get it on with. Oh!
Ah!
Who would you pick? Al Goldstein,
No.
Mo.
No. No. No.
Greg Reed.
No.
George.
No. No.
The Humper.
No.
Mad Dog.
No.
Geldy.
No.
Josh Friedman.
No.
Troy.
No.
Carlos.
No. 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 No.
Miguel.
Yes.
Petey Lenny. It says we don't know what he looks like. You don't want to know what he looks like. Rimmer.
No. 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 No.
Joe Zagacki. Oh, and it says, please play him going, whatever, however it is he goes. Where the hell is him going, like?
Oh, my! Oh, my!
Or Wayne Haipinga.
No.
Talk about a tough choice, I'd have to abstain. He says, well, I guess he's never seen Miguel. Yeah, Miguel ain't your type, okay, sweetheart, or the other way around. Are they doing it?
They're going to put an Iraqi flag up there. I thought that was pretty in bad taste of us to go put the American flag when all these Iraqis are there in their city.
Well, don't you forget, we did that the first day in Basra there, and then all of a sudden they said, not a good idea, yank it down.
Because they got a nice
it makes it look like an occupation when you do that. Here
right.
We're sitting here tittering because it was amusing, but it's not. Seeing they took it down for that reason. They must have said, not a good idea. Put the Iraqi flag. Didn't we say the Iraqis are going to run our country? Didn't we make that up? I mean, say that? Wally in Deerfield says, where's the Jan Arena autograph model Waco compound busting tank when you need it? Nice going, Wally, as usual. Yeah, Janet don't need no tank. She just yanked that baby down. Her and Donna Shalala. They'd go over there and just yank that. She'd knock it over with a red pickup truck, easy.
Vacuum, it points to a very dangerous vacuum because, you know, look, let's face it. I think
yes,
the original idea by the politicians, by the so-called coalition of Britain and
so-called.
The USA, was that, you know.
She's getting a little caustic lately, Christiana.
Police forces would fall on side and they would sort of immediately turn to sort of policing the new Iraq, the free Iraq, the irregular militias, the army, the Republican Guard would join in the sort of, you know, building and maintaining of order and reconstruction of the new Iraq. Well, that hasn't happened, and there is a vacuum, and the question is who fills that vacuum? And we've seen in other areas and in other countries that we've been in these kinds of situations where unless there is a quick attempt to fill that vacuum, there can be a period of
chaos and bloodshed,
of law and, you know, disorder.
And looting, too. We're sure glad we haven't seen any looting yet. 20 before 11 at 560 WQAM. I'll tell you one thing. They sure have their TV. Thank God for that. Now we control. That'd be a good poll question. And let's do that tomorrow. That's going to be tomorrow's poll question. What's the first thing Iraqis should see on TV or hear on radio? Huh? Since we're controlling it now, in case you tuned in late, America does control Iraqi TV and radio now. I'm thinking maybe.
Oh, God.
Huh? I'll do it for free. Although I don't think they want to. I don't think the American government wants to put me on.
No.
They don't want to put me on here, much less over there. Condoleezza. Oh, I'm sorry. 19 till 10 at 560 WQM. If you're not sleeping good at night, maybe you got something wrong with you, or maybe there's a very good chance that your mattress has something wrong with it, like it's finito, like it's finished, like Sodom. Well, here's the answer for you. Get you a great new name brand mattress, and I guarantee you, when you call Dial-A-Mattress, that's exactly what you're going to have happen. And you get an unbeatable deal all the way around on delivery, on price, and in terms of quality, too, because they carry only the top brand names ever in history of man. Sealy, Serta, Simmons, King Coil, every size, every style. Not bait and swish. They got exactly the one you're looking for in stock, ready for nearly immediate delivery. Any two-hour window that's convenient for you, you pick the time, and they'll be there. Once you buy a mattress from Dollar Mattress, you'll never go back to the showroom again because it's the easy, simple way, even for the laziest of folks, just make that one easy call. That's what I always do. And don't forget when you buy your mattress by calling 1-800-MATTRES, 1-800-MATTRESS. Dollar Mattress sets it up and takes away the crappy old bedding for free. Let me say it again for the left coast. Dollar Mattress sets up the brand new and takes away the crappy, smelly old bedding for free. So make the call right now and get you and your back a great night's sleep for years to come. 1-800-MATTRESS. 1-800-MATTRESS for Dollar Mattress, the easy, the smart way to get you a great night's sleep for a long time.
We're Sports Radio 560, QAM.
David's bitch.
Oh, Sarah.
Oh, Jim.
Sarah. Sarah.
Hmm?
Shouldn't we be using, you know...
Oh, don't worry. I'm using the new sponge.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, guys.
Huh?
I just love these get-togethers, don't you?
Who's this?
Jim, this is Bob.
Nice to meet you, Jim. Hey, I got a great idea. Let's play a game.
Look, you're interrupting something here.
Nonsense.
The new contraceptive sponge Bob, shown to be 95% effective as a method of birth control. Consult your doctor to see if sponge Bob is right for you.
Well,
Time to get back to work. Open wide. Phew. Gosh, it's dark in here.
Bob.
Got the pulley hooked up now, baby. Now we're getting real serious on the statue. Right there in the middle of Baghdad. We're going to yank it. Here we go.
Behind me, and all around.
Here we go. No, wait a minute. They're backing up.
Watching this momentous fight in Baghdad's annexed history.
Here we go. We're yanking it. I'm telling you, any second, look at the base. You see the base is cracking?
I wanted to ask you a question about...
Shut up, Paula. Crazy bitch. Ah, what happened? They took the American flag off there because I guess the same thing happened as when they did in Basra. Well, you know, it looks like an occupation. Then they put the Iraqi flag up there for a couple of months. They said, now, because when a statue comes tumbling down, it's going to hit the ground. We'll get all schmutzy. So, real rocket scientists figuring these things out. Here we go. They got that pulley attached right around Saddam's neck, man. They're getting ready to yank it down. No, reverse. No, not forward. Oh, Jesus. There we go. Now nothing happened. There's too much like leeway. There's too much slack in that thing. Put it in reverse and just floor it. That's the idea, right? And if there's anybody behind you, too bad. Just yell out four, like in golf. Here we go. They're swinging it. This is it, I think. They're yanking. They got that crane right around his neck. Not yet.
It just acts as if there's something you've done before, even if you happen to be 19 years old and perhaps on your first overseas trip, which is to Iraq. So,
isn't this emotional? I mean, this is just spellbinding.
Helpful about this whole thing.
Here we go.
So you were saying when the American flag went up for that very
shut up,
Paul.
He's like, she's worse than George, man. She must be like John Davidson, gets paid by the word. Not yet. Oh, here we go. Now it's taut. It's tight.
Tightening. The statue is starting to topple. It's coming forward.
Here we go.
They're winding in the chain.
This could be it.
Moving the vehicle back.
It might be.
It, in, like a
it could be.
The right leg is
He's leaning, baby. He's leaning to the left, the though. You wish ain't gonna like that. Here we go. This is it. Yeah, there he goes.
People now throwing objects at it, throwing rocks.
Look at
them
throwing stale matzo balls at it.
They can find throwing dirt up into
his face. Kaxahoist, you hear that? The one guy yelled out Kaxahoist. That's I didn't know the Arab spoke.
Does it look like that tow truck vehicle will try to move back so the Saddam is not left in this dangling position?
No, I think they ought to leave it in dangling. See, she's an idiot. They ought to leave it dangling there. I think it's great. Dangling Saddam. They can make an amusement park out of it. We'll get that damn American technology in there. And you know who we can call to get that thing going? I'll give you 50 guesses. The first 49 don't count.
Eisner?
That's right. Oh, now they're going to yank him right off of the slab.
And now it's come off.
There we go. Oh, the first half of his body just fell off.
Four cheers go up. And people are now on the statue.
You know, they're racing to go, like, do a dump on it.
The people are rushing to the square to in fact, jump on the statue.
He can't even keep a straight face, this guy, you know?
Mostly, there are men in there. The women and children seem to be standing back. I see families, though, getting closer. Someone holding a child up.
Oh, we just got some bad news, though. Wait till you hear this. Exclusive on the Neil Rogers Show. The bad news, the statue is not of Sodom. It's a statue of one of his lookalikes. Oh, no.
And if you would, could you hold your phone away from your mouth? And maybe we can hear some of the ambient sound coming from the...
Also, the person who faxed this says their poll vote is a double vote. Mo Howard, while he's talking golf.
And I'll hold the phone
I saw the grotesque, idiotic letter from Dr. Laura in the newspaper. Somebody faxed me that. Where she didn't say this and she didn't say that. We hate you, Dr. Laura. You're not fooling anybody, okay? You homophobic bitch. And by the way, see you next time, honey.
I might drown out some of the cheers, but I'll hold the phone up.
Well, now, they got to leave the legs up there with those poles hanging out. A great amusement park
for Eisner?
Mickey and company. Now, here's a suggestion for the first show should be on there. Are you hot? Huh? I guess in the middle of the desert in April, they probably are going to be. should be the first on TV, followed by Temptation Island. Now, we don't want to get those Iraqis horny, because then they'll start multiplying even more than they already do. Boy, they sure make a lot of babies.
Yes.
Wow. What's that all about? Huh? You notice that?
Wait till the Pope gets them.
I guess they're not. The Pope ain't getting it. He's out. The Pope is out. We already decided that. The U.S. is really porked off with the Pope and his big mouth, okay? He spoke one time. In fact, we might want to slip him a little glass of tea in the middle of the night. Kind of calm him down a little bit.
Oh, and as I'm up near where the statue was, I could look.
Now they're putting the Iraqi flag on the base of the statue there, on a big monument.
Eastern direction, which is, of course, the direction.
They're sticking it.
The Marines arrived from.
But you'll notice there's only about 200 people in this crowd. I mean, this is a major orchestrated for TV event, but it's not as though you've got thousands of people here like one of those gigantic things, you know. It's just a couple hundred punks, basically, is what it is. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless Line and Work Static. We could bring it to you right here on your news intensive station, QAM. Where when we say, here's the latest headlines, that means a couple of ball scores and who hit their balls the farthest. That's what it's all about. What an embarrassment. What a joke. WQAM.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
So is it down or what?
It's down, man. Sodom's down.
All right.
Glad we could make your day, baby.
Well, thanks, Neil.
Okay. Hey, he's on his way to the amusement park. Let's see, here's the facts that say, could you please post the Brian Reed essay? We already did. It's on our website today, right? You already got those done? The bedtime
90%
story?
Of them are done.
What? Huh?
90% of them are done.
Well, what about that one, Brian, the one I read?
Already on there.
That's already on there, man. Boy, you're quick. And the source of the Moshe Aaron thing about Aaron's thing about the Patriot missiles was the CBC from Eddie in Williamsburg. That's what it was, Eddie, the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corp, eh? They did a whole hour documentary, which they repeated this past weekend, about the fraud of Raytheon and the Patriot missiles and how Schwarzkopf lied through his teeth to us, and the Israelis straightened it out. Instead of 39 for 39 and knocking down the Scuds, it was for 39. Just a slight discrepancy there of 39. In fact, when Greg was in here this morning, I said to him, Greg, how many of those Patriot missiles do you think they shot down with the Scuds, rather?
About 30, man.
Yeah. I said, hey, how many listeners do you think Moe's got, Greg?
About 30, man.
He hates them. And, of course, why should he be any different from anybody else? 61. Let's do the poll. Which of these sounds... I can't even read it right. Which of these sends you... So I was so excited from this. This is... Really, we haven't had this much excitement since George took a BM on Moe's wig. Which of these sends you diving to the dial to change stations fastest? 320 votes. Religion Talk, 61. Marlins Baseball, 58, is moving up there like lightning. You hear that, Duff? Marlins Baseball, and if we would have put just Marlins exhibition game, we'd be off the map, okay? You saw how many people were there for the Mets game last night.
About 30, man.
George's voice, 52. Mo Howard Davidson's voice, 42. Now that's interesting. Do you see that? Woo! George is crushing Mo Howard Davidson. When they hear George's voice, 52, rush to the dial to change station. Mo Howard Davidson, only 42. Golf Talk, 35. Racetrack Talk, 26. Don't want to hear those old cockers on there. I had the two over the 789. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it, Hank. Geldy's voice, 20. 20 don't want to hear Geldy. They rush to the radio. 21. Hockey Talk, 11. War Talk, 8. And Talk About Mo, 7. So they want to hear a lot more Mo Talk is what they want to hear. We've got a little momentum going here today, I think. And, boy, nice job over there with the help of our Marines.
Back in Basra.
Those very creative, innovative Iraqis, finally, after, like, hours and hours of potchking around with a little string.
Murals. And so from the very beginning, the whole image thing has been a powerful psychological weapon or other destruction.
WQAM. Mo Light. WQAM. 5670560. You'd think that this audience would be foaming at the mouth with all these goings on, wouldn't you? They're foaming. WQAM.
I want to talk to Neil, please.
Speaking, sir.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
One little thing I would like to call your attention to.
Okay.
Everyone heard about the $500 paper clips and a $5,000 toilet seat at the apartment, the government.
Right, like Johnny Jones in the school board here, yeah.
Anyway, I'm talking about the GBU-28 bunker-busting bomb.
Uh-huh.
Weighs 4,000 pounds, range more than 4 miles, cost, hang on to your hat.
Okay, I'm hanging.
$18,200,000.
Boy!
$18,200,000 for a bomb.
Only $50.
Wow.
Now, the carries 630 pounds of explosive casing made from surplus 8-inch cannon barrel.
Una bomba molto caro.
Cannon barrel. Well, now I see the point. You know, the cannon manufacturer screws up some cannons. They have a surplus barrel. Now you have a choice to sell it to the junkyard for $100 each or sell it to a dumb taxpayer, to the dumb, the smart thieves, politicians, and their counterparts in the Pentagon. They sell it to the taxpayers for $15 million. In this case, it's $18,200,000. People don't, $18,200,000, it's a price of 500 Cadillacs.
Right.
500 Cadillacs. Now, and they, it's only
500 Jukanoos, right.
Now they use them all up, you know. Now that these guys can sell more surplus cannon
Army
barrels.
Surplus, man, that's right.
Yeah, for the Pentagon and the dumb taxpayers. Because taxpayer, what did they do about it? Nothing.
Absolutely correct, sir.
Oh, that's, it's defending our country with it.
Zion America, man.
I
as they say
something.
In China, Zion America.
It is really, it really burns you. This is just unbelievable.
Good luck
anyway,
to us,
nice
pal.
Talking to
good
you.
Luck to us, man. First thing on Iraqi TV should be the Pepsi commercial with Ozzy Osbourne. I agree. Good choice. A couple of bloody magicians. That is the best spot in the history of my life. 10:57 at 5:6. At what? 5:60? Where the hell are we anyway? Well, I was in such a good mood that I realized I remember we were here. Hey, I'll tell you where you can go, and they're celebrating their 25th anniversary because they're so popular, and that's Brandy Shoes in Pompano Beach. This year is their 25th year of doing a great job of putting good stuff on your feet in Pompano Beach and all over South Florida, for that matter, and they're unbeatable when it comes to shoes because they offer you a fantastic selection of men's and women's famous brands like Rockports, Echoes, Mephisto, Timberland, Clarks, SAS, Florsheim, and lots more. A wide range of sizes at Brandy's for you, no matter if you have teeny tiny feet or big fat ones. They have men's sizes 6 to 15, women's 5 to 12, and widths from the very narrow to the very wide. They give you great personal service to make sure that you get a perfect fit every time, too. And with over 40,000 pairs in stock in their 8,000-square-foot mega store, you can be damn sure, you can bet Carlos's life on it, that exactly the shoes you want are in stock, ready to stick on your feet. Brandy's a great, great place to shop for shoes. You'll find them at 1290 North Federal Highway in Pompano Beach, open daily 9 till 9, Sundays 10 till 5. And all this week at Brandy's, it's a great time to buy SAS shoes. Take 20% off all men's and women's SAS styles. And be sure to visit Brandy's Shoes on the web if you like at brandyshoes.com.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Go off those checkered pants.
Stare at my balls in the mirror, wishing my song was a bit bigger.
Pretty big.
And it's hairy, so hairy it needs a shave. And they say that the slicker the
Yuzzle Boss.
Got me a brand new razor. Hopefully it won't get changed. Don't hit him with every
shame. 11:01 at 560 WQAM. Here's the big news. The Roman Catholic Church has suspended confessions in Singapore due to the spread of the deadly SARS virus, and priests will instead forgive all churchgoers for their sins, the church be saying today. Just like in general, we forgive you, just don't come near us. The Archbishop of Singapore has issued a directive to the priests that there will be no individual confessions and that there are to issue general forgiveness, said a spokeswoman for the Catholic News, which represents Singapore's Catholic Church. SARS has killed at least 103 people worldwide, including 9 in Singapore. The city state has got the world's fourth highest number of confirmed cases. So if you want to go to confession, forget about it. Just walk out in the middle of, if you got SARS, don't even, just stay inside in Singapore. And certainly don't come here. Don't come here, don't go to Canada, just stay where the hell you are. 5670560 pound 5. Look at this slow mo and replay. There it is on CNN. There comes the statue.
It as night begins to fall.
10:50. They even got the time. 10:50 a.m. Statue falls in Baghdad.
And Simon, you also described this a little bit earlier.
It was monumental, is what it was, wasn't it? Pretty monumental event. If you missed it on TV, of course, they sure should have a TV in the car. Jamaica, it's going to be dynamite. That's the word I was looking for, was dynamite. And, of course, I have that thing about J.J. Walker. He makes my skin crawl, so I don't say dynamite. No, you've seen those things on the Travel Channel. They've got entire shows on there where they show the planning and the blowing up of all the old casinos in Vegas where they, like, are getting ready to build a new one.
Yeah, and on the Discovery Channel, I've seen all of that.
Well, I'm glad for you.
Yeah.
5670560 on E8. No, it is pretty wild stuff. It's pretty interesting about, you know, the 30th time.
Which dome, one of the football domes, they showed, I don't know how many times, that thing blowing up. I've seen it so many times. I can tell you
exactly
what
the problem was. Was this intentional or just because the fans got pissed off?
The fans were still inside.
Let's get a new name for the stadium. Let's go back to Joe Robbie Stadium. What do you think, okay? I think Pro Player's been out of business a long time. I don't know how many months.
About 30, man.
WQAM. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Is this the Neil Rogers show, or did I get the wrong number?
No, this is me.
Hey, how are you, Neil?
Not only is it the Neil Rogers show, but you're speaking to his majesty.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Let me be a pompous ass like lard ass.
Not to change the subject real quick, but I was trying to call you earlier in the week to let you know at the last you'll love the way the media hides things. On the last show that we were at, there was a Fort Lauderdale gun show.
Mm-hmm.
A Fort Lauderdale PD officer was checking in the guns for the gun show, and he pulled the trigger on one. It went off and hit two people, but, of course, you never saw it in the papers.
Oh, my God.
Never heard nothing about it.
Nope, you never will, because it was the Fort Lauderdale PD.
Mm.
I just thought you'd like to know that.
Thanks for the good news.
Yeah.
See you at the gun show.
Wonderful.
Oh, by the way, that BSO cop thing, that was a horrible story. I see they raised the reward of $100,000. They ought to raise it to $1 million. 25 years old. That was his first night on that job at that car dealer. It was his first night working there on security.
He was also a rookie cop, supposedly.
Right. Rookie cop, 25 years old, and they came and blew him away. You know, this upset. I don't want to go into it. What's the point? I'm not going to change nothing. I'm just, I'm just expressing my frustrations of the obsession with violence and with guns. That's part of the sickness of America, man. It's sick. It's really sick. That's why, this war, man, when they see this today, they're going to be squeezing themselves until they bleed. You know, all the gun-toting, rednecky, right-wing lunatics. Let's kill some schmata heads for Christ.
General Tommy Franks has repeated what we heard him say many
times. The Iraqis started getting a little bit nervous when they put that big cross around Saddam's neck. They got nervous when they saw that. WQAM. QAM.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Buenos dias.
I'm listening to you. I'm driving to Key West on business, and I just want to tell you that if you don't stand up for somebody and smack Mo Howard in the mouth, I'll get somebody to do it.
Okay. Well, you know who you need to go see, don't you?
I don't know.
For justice, we need to see
Don Corleone.
He'll take care of it.
His arrogance is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Arrogance is the word, man.
He's a Neil wannabe, and he will never admit it.
He's a human being wannabe is what he is.
Okay. Have a great day.
And you too. Hey, even the audience hates you, Mo. Everybody hates you. At least you're consistent. Not good, but consistent. So anybody that question, and that jackass, that suckhole Scott that called him this morning, I can't imagine anybody not liking Howard David. And of course, just another caller sucking in to ingratiate himself, you know. Never met the man, I'm sure. Wouldn't know him if his wig fell on Scott's head. He wouldn't know him. What's going on with this over here, Carlos?
Oh, no.
Wait a second. We'll go over there, take a look at it.
No, get out of here.
Just the old paper jam, okay? Which is really good on Ritz crackers. I got it fixed. I've become a real expert. Not because I'm so smart, but because by survival. Like in Toronto, I got my own little studio there. And so I get a paper jam, and I got it straightened out. I'm on it. I'm right on it. 5670560, pound 560 on it. Boy, I tell you, this week has been so enjoyable without you. You're okay. Not that you're doing such a great job. You're not doing anything. But he just bugs me a lot, yeah? And the audience obviously bugged by his voice, too, although the Marlins have passed him by.
Oh.
Sometimes I feel like life is passing me by, George. They just hate you, man.
Oh, those are the ones that can't admit that they like him.
No, this is a different crowd. No, these people don't like him and are afraid to admit it. No, this is not the closet crowd. That was another pool. You got your pools mixed up, man. You better get your pool straightened out. Oh, there's Martin Savage in Baghdad on a very bad one of those telephone
buildings behind us here. And at the same time, while that firing was taking place, because there was so much artillery fire, tank fire, heavy machine gun fire, mortar fire going off, it apparently touched off a huge cache of, it seemed like, anti-aircraft artillery that literally burned and exploded for the next 45 minutes, even after the fighting had...
This is near Baghdad University.
...flying through the air, mortar rounds going off. and just it sounded like World War III had broken out. But there also had been a heavy fight with the Marines. The Marines now have obviously taken control of the campus. The fires have been extinguished, and the fighting has stopped, and the campus is under control.
Okay, well, there's a little more excitement. There's going to be a lot more excitement. Don't get all cocky, all you hawks out there, that think, oh, hey, we got it done. No, you don't have it done.
Isn't that the statue they just knocked down right there behind them?
No, it is not. It's not. It is? Yeah, I guess that is. Well, how can it be? This is a live picture, it says.
They're live.
Wait a minute. Uh-oh. This is Martin Savage. And no, this is at Baghdad University. The other thing was that it's another statue of him. Okay, they're all over the... No, this is one of the other imposters. It's statue number 42. I asked Martin Savage when we had him on the air last week. I said, how many Saddam statues are there in Baghdad? And he said... Oh, no, I can't believe I did that. He said...
About 30, man.
Oh, you're interfering with the show today. Why do I keep... Oh, that's right, I did the Luca Brasi thing. Well, I'm not used to this board, you know? I have to go back to Toronto. Here's the fact. The reason why Joe Robbie Stadium is still named Pro Player, because it would cost Wayne $750,000 just to take all the Pro Player signs down and clean the main sign on top of the stadium. Wayne sucks, it says. Wayne sucks.
Absolutely correct, sir.
Oh, speaking of Wayne... Well, I'll get to it in a second. The greatest thing we've already taught the Iraqis? I'll tell you in a second. By the way, why can't hockey have a shootout after the overtime? That would be exciting. No, shootouts suck. I hate that. And forget the point system. Don't agree with your views on the war, but love the show, says Aldo in Fort Lauderdale. Okay, still love you, Aldo. And I'll see you at the McDonald's in Baghdad. Now, what was I just going to say?
The greatest thing we taught the Iraqis?
Oh! Speaking of Wayne, did you see it was like in the early days of the war in Basra, and they were doing the hokey pokey with the troops? You didn't see that?
I think I remember
that.
Yeah,
they were doing, you put your right foot in, you stick it up Wayne's ass. It was great. They were doing a hokey pokey. I think that even our good friend
Wayne Isinger,
even he would have been impressed. See, this is not the same statue you were seeing before, so just don't get all your, get your Sodom straight, will you? I know there's a lot of them, but just calm down. 11 past 11 at 560 WQM. Hey, if you find yourself working for a real schmuck, if you're in a dead-end job, if you don't have two nickels to rub together, get out of that dead-end job. If you got an IQ larger than your thumb, this is probably for you. Call our good friends at Fast Train and start on a new high-paying computer job. You can get trained in just 4 easy months and start getting a big, fat paycheck. By the way, speaking of that, tomorrow's payday, Clarence.
Oh!
Yeah. I just mentioned that in passing. Look at that. Carlos is he's hyperventilating about it because he knows he probably ain't going to get it. Don't forget, Carlos and Miguel at Treasure Island this afternoon, 5 to 7. See, that's why we're not going to pay you tomorrow. We don't want you to waste your money on those expensive hookers over there. Anyway, if you're in, like I said, a crappy job, here's the answer for you. Just one simple call to Fast Train can change your life. 866-FAST-TRAIN. Fast Train offers convenient day, evening, weekend classes. Check them out on the web if you like at fasttrain.com and get out of your dead-end job once and for all. They're in high demand, those computer professionals, and the demand is getting higher by the moment, just like the people in this building. Call Fast Train today. They got locations all over town. They're in Miami, Kendall, Pembroke Pines, and Fort Lauderdale, so there's bound to be one close by you. Register at fasttrain.com to receive your free American flag bumper sticker. Wave it proudly, man. Wave it all around. And you put your right foot in, right? Do the hokey pokey while you're doing it, too. Can't hurt. Pick up the phone and call Fast Train today and get you a real job and a real big fat income. Call 1-866-FAST-TRAIN.
Live and local, we're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
With the sewer of this place.
Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker. Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker. Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker. Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker.
Iraq's a crappy little country. Smells like the mustache on his face. Just get rid of that. You're in drinking chubby and blow up the whole goddamn place. Hey!
Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker.
All right.
Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker. Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker. Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker.
One time. Hey!
Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker. Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker. Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker. Saddam Hussein's a motherfucker.
Or used to be, anyway. Little tribute to old Baldy. He's got the right complexion.
Asshole, asshole.
Oh!
That Wayne Huizenga's such an asshole. He yelled at man.
bandage, that greedy turd, because he wouldn't take a shower with Hank Olberg. Asshole, asshole.
You turd.
H. Wayne Huizenga, such an asshole.
Uh-huh.
He's just like Hitler and Eva Braun. What's that he's pounding on? Essential asshole. The only thing there is left to say is drop dead right away.
Yes, please. Somebody faxes me this. The Dolphins have been playing at Pro Player Stadium, named after a fruit of the loom company that lost its shorts in the economic downturn 4 years ago. 4 years ago they went out of business. The Dolphins have been looking for a new company to buy the stadium's name. So the other fax was correct. He's just too cheap to go and change all the signs and everything. So here we got. Talk about an embarrassment. I've always told you, this town is beyond embarrassment. And you know what I am?
Absolutely correct, sir.
So we got a stadium with a couple of really marginal teams, neither of which makes the playoffs. And the owner's too cheap to change. At least take the sign down. Make it back to Joe Robbie Stadium, okay? No? He won't do it?
Nick.
You cheap old bald-headed geek. Oh, they just have one of their talking head generals, one of the 8,500 talking retired generals and colonels. And he said that this was the easy part. He said the setting up the new government, being there, and what's to follow, that's going to be the difficult part. And he is also...
Absolutely correct, sir.
Well, here's a replay on a statue.
Afghanistan, and it was used as a justification not to expand the peacekeeping security forces outside of Kabul. And the result has been virtual anarchy, a reemergence of warlordism, attacks on humanitarian workers, and the like. And
oh, she's talking about the great job we did in Afghanistan. That's right. We always talk a good game. We're going to liberate you. We're going to set up a real democracy here. Do we ever do it?
No.
No.
We leave too early, and we let the animals work themselves out.
The animals? Do you want to start getting George's hate mail now? Is that it? We're going to put your name on here next time we do this poll, Beaner Boy. When you see Beaner Boy at Treasure Island, I'd slap him on the side of the head and say, quit calling us animules, okay? All you schmata heads out there, all you Afghanis. Maybe there'll even be some Afghan hounds there tonight, or at least some brownie hounds. 398 votes on the poll. Which of these sends you diving to the dial to change stations the fastest? Religion Talk, 73. What? What are you shaking your head about? They've heard
That's
it
not
enough.
My choice.
They've heard it enough. They've had enough with this heathen crap that George keeps spewing on his show. If these people, if we could be a little bit more pious on this show, you know, and worship the Lord. In fact, remember Pope Pius? Speaking of Nazis? George's Voice, 72. Marlins Baseball, 72. George and the Marlins, I always knew they had a lot in common. In fact, we got almost a three-way tie for first. Religion Talk, 74 now. George's Voice, 73. Marlins Baseball, 72. Mo Howard Davidson's Voice, only 53. Ah! Ha ha ha! You're somebody to talk about Mo, George. I'll tell you that right now. He's way, way the hell ahead of you. I mean, under. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you're killing him.
Take off those checkered pants.
Yeah, you little geek. Golf Talk, 42. Racetrack Talk, 32. Gildy's Voice, 23. On Gildy's Voice. Hockey Talk, 15. War Talk, 12. And Talk About Mo, 7. So that means that starting from the bottom, we should be talking about those things. Talking about Mo? Well, we certainly not going to let you down on that, ever. Because we all hate him. War Talk, I think we've done our part today, especially the statue.
5 million people.
Hockey Talk, 15. Well, a lot more Hockey Talk. What about that Matt Sundin and Alexander McGillney, huh? And Gary Roberts and Doug Gilmore can't play in the first round. How about those Leafs, baby?
Oh!
Eddie Belfour. Have a good belt or two before the game tonight. Eddie can't hurt. And they're playing in Philadelphia with those nasty Flyer fans. Oh! Ooh! Ooh! Cringe to think about. I hate the Flyers. I hate their fans. Hate Bobby Clark. I hate Bobby Clark. He makes me with that stupid tooth-eating grin back in the days when he didn't have no teeth in there. Real piece of crap. This is the man who said, well, we didn't tell Roger Nielsen to go get cancer. That's the kind of guy Bobby Clark is. That's what he said, Roger Nielsen, when they let him go. Yeah, Roger, I mean, good luck to you, but we didn't tell you to go get cancer. I mean, you know, just good luck someplace else. Oh, my God, what a jackass that Bobby Clark.
You asshole.
Right, you got it, Mo. So I hope the Leafs win about 15 to nothing tonight. It's in Philadelphia, though, so, you know, Kate Smith's going to be singing God Bless America on tape. Oh! Speaking of the Panthers, I know the season's long over. It was a foregone conclusion. They won't listen to anybody. They're a bunch of hard asses. Not only did they have the volume cranked up again, I mean, heavy-duty level on Sunday, but they had the little girl. I guess they've been doing this all along. They had the little girl reading the lineups again. What is wrong with you people? Do you have any idea about how to present a big league quality a professional event?
No.
No, I guess not.
Starting on left wing for the Philadelphia Flyers.
Is it somebody's daughter?
Evidently.
Nepotism?
Oh, man. I guess it was the Leaf game when she was butchering up the names.
Starting for the Maple Leafs, Nick Antropov. Ty Dummy.
Oh, it was just, she was pretty good. No, she was terrible. And then they had some chick come out and do God Bless America before the national anthem. And I've got to be honest with you, I realize it was in the sunrise of the Macarena. But it was not, considering we're in this war, you know, there was not the usual, yeah, you know, seriously. It was kind of like lukewarm, like Luke Robitaille. Wait till you hear this. Somebody just faxed me to the New York Times. And they put a note on here. It says, how long before Poindexter and Ashcroft's KGB declare martial law? Remember him, martial law? He was kin to Vernon Law. He used to pitch for the Pittsburgh Pirates, the deacon, Vernon Law. Rest in peace. I think he's dead. Republicans want terror law made permanent, says the New York Times. Working with the Bush administration, congressional Republicans are maneuvering to make permanent the sweeping anti-terrorism powers granted to federal law enforcement agents after the attacks of 9/11, officials said yesterday.
You understand the Gestapo keeps track of everyone.
The move is likely to touch off strong objections from many Democrats and even some Republicans in Congress who believe the Patriot Act, who believe that the Patriot Act as legislation that grew out of the attacks is known, has already given the government too much power to spy on Americans. The landmark legislation expanded the government's power to use eavesdropping, surveillance, access to financial and computer records, and other tools to track terrorist suspects. It's supposed to expire or sunset at the end of 2005 unless Congress reauthorizes the principles of it. But Republicans in the Senate have in recent days discussed a proposal written by Senator Orrin Snatch of Utah that would repeal the sunset provisions and make the law's new powers permanent. How do you like that? They want to make it permanent.
You might mention my name to Rice Marshal Gerry.
Many Democrats have grown increasingly frustrated by what they see as a lack of information from the Justice Department on how its agents are using their newfound powers, and they say they need more time to determine whether agents are abusing those powers. Oh, that could never happen here, could it? No. They couldn't go after their enemies like J. Edgar Hoover, could they? What a fax machine is smoking today, man. Here's a fax from Dave.
Oh!
It says, with this latest news from Baghdad, we can safely go around bragging that we've toppled Saddam Hussein. Har har. Oh, okay. We've toppled him. We didn't topple the regime.
Oh,
we toppled the regime and him, okay?
A pun.
It was cute. It was from a guy named Dave.
Oh!
Here's one that says, oh, it's the monkey man. Jeez, you guys should get Geldy to do the play-by-play on the statue coming down. Tell Boca. Okay, monkey man. Give it a rest, okay? You were doing real good yesterday. Give it a rest. See, you give these people any encouragement, and right away they're like sit-down comedians. They're like, they're entertainers. They're just relax, monkey man, okay? Put it back in your pants and calm down, okay? Put your banana back in your pants, Mr. Monkey, and calm down. 56705. Here's one. Oh, yeah, I almost forgot about this one. That jackass Norma Kent. What an idiot. Here's a fax from his only listener, Adrian. Yo, Adrian! It says, Neil was listening to Storm and Flaming Norma Kent show this morning before he started ripping into you about Neil being a fat ass on the couch, fumbling with a remote, dicking around with a cable. He screams, Neil, get up off the couch. You won't have as many heart attacks. I haven't had any heart attacks, Norm.
Your squeeze was fine.
I've had my squeeze is great, okay? Not that you're going to get any indication of it, okay? Ask our good mutual friend Jim. He'll tell you. My squeeze is real good. It says, tell Norma to get off the air and get to work on you being syndicated. Listening online, Adrian. P.S. When George is on the air, start running for the hills. Oh, man. So there's a guy with good taste. He can't stand Norma Kent. And when George is on, he starts running like a banshee. Yeah, Norma, do something constructive, okay, and stop using me for material on your pathetic one-hour show on a make-believe station. Oh, and also, speaking of that, Boca Bryan was telling me yesterday that Randy is on the air. I knew she was on somewhere, but Cheap Channel keeps moving all these Palm Beach people around. All the stations, you can't keep track. That's probably the idea. 1290. We mentioned that yesterday, I guess. And Boca Bryan said she's doing a magnificent job, even though, of course, she's very self-immersed with her own importance and things. But she's doing a good job. Nice going, Randy, and also mentions very flattering about me, how great I am. By the way, Lynn Samuels hates you like poison, Randy. Well, Lynn also said our website is looking better every day and much better than hers. And I wrote her back, and I said, yes.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, Lynn. We love you, sweetheart, even though your friend Matt's an asshole. Yeah, I asked Boca Bryan, I said, what is the attraction there? What is that all about? Huh? Because the rumor has it that Lynn's got a Matt Drudge blow-up doll. She said it works a lot better than the real thing in his case. And I'm sure I can see that. 26 after 11, that's what David Brock said, too. Hey, I want to give you some really exciting news. More great deals from our friends Tom Lehman and Joe Prieto at Hallett Pontiac GMC. Listen carefully. Put your ear and rear right to the radio. Neil deal number one. Get 0% financing for 60 months on every Pontiac or GMC in stock. Neil deal number two. Get up to a $4,000 rebate on every new GMC and Pontiac in stock. That's correct. Get you up to a $4,000 rebate on every new car or truck in stock. And Neil deal number three. If you're currently a GM Smart Lease or Smart Buy customer and drive a Chevy Blazer, an old Bravado or GMC Jimmy, buy or lease a new Pontiac or GMC and get an extra $1,000 off the price. Stop by Hallett and test drive the all-new and powerful Pontiac Grand Prix. Hallett Pontiac, I was starting to think about Grand Prix. Every time I see that, you know me, you know my mind. I have heard people on the air call it the Grand Prix. You can't say that. Hallett Pontiac GMC, 1341 South Dixie Highway, that's US 1, across from the Falls, open every day, 7 days a week. Norma, get a life, you jackass, and quit calling me at home. We hate you. For more information, call the Neil Deal Hotline toll-free at 1-888-534-4211. That's 1-888-534-4211. Don't forget, all Neil Deals are subject to credit approval. See dealer for details, which in this case happens to be Hallett Pontiac GMC, who are definitely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, professional grade.
And local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAQAM.
As the one thing that gets them diving for the dial to change the station the most.
What is this man doing here?
So dirty. It's my bath day. I'm smelling foul. It's my bath day. And I grab a towel. It's my bath day. And you know I got a rubber duck. It's my bath day. You can find me in the tub. Me and Mr. Bubble, yeah, he got what I need when I need to have a scrub. I make a funny beard with all the extra suds. I clean around my ears while I'm sitting on my butt. You can find me in the tub, splashing on the rug. And when I clean my back, I gotta use a brush. Better have a toy boat if you wanna have fun. It's time to get a scrub. That's why I'm sitting in the tub. Don't try and act like you don't need no bath neither. I'm in the tub all the time. Me and Mr. Bubble got us a bubble bath.
Although I'll tell you one thing, it was definitely not today for the bath party.
No.
11:32 at 560 WQM. They're dragging a head through the streets of Baghdad now. They're dragging Saddam's head. At least the one from the statue anyway. I want to see when they really drag the real head through the streets. Or at least one of the imitators. Not the clown Saddam, though we liked him. Huh?
He was funny.
I'd like to put him on in a morning show. He sure as hell beat the hell out of Mo. He'd be a panic. In fact, let's... Mister.
What a duo.
The Marlins did not lose last night. That was a mistake, a misprint in the newspaper. They score 15 runs every inning, and the Marlins win every game. They never lose. What's the next question? Yeah, that guy is a panic. And then the real panic was watching the news, the idiots on there analyzing. Well, how can he be saying this? He can say whatever he wants, you know. He doesn't want to get his ass killed is what it's all about. He's a good, obedient soldier. And hauled ass with a lot of cash, I'm sure.
On the horizon, that oil fire has burned through the night. Another oil fire set just as I came across. The Marines could only take me so far because they have very, very sort of strict lines of division between the various regiments so that they won't cross.
Who knows that anchor coffin there at MSNBC?
And Bob, as we talk about the fact that some of the worst may still be ahead, that the
idiots are spreading SARS right on your TV set. Here's a fact that says, how far do you see the Panthers going in their playoffs? About to the wall, I would say, right to their cars in the parking lot. I can see Victor Kozlov buying tickets for the Eastern Semis, but I can't really see Luongo going to Game 7 in Dallas to see the cup-deciding game between Toronto and Dallas. Ooh, Toronto and Dallas. This must be from a Stars fan. Oh, God, are they boring. They're so boring. You mean Toronto and Vancouver, eh? I can also see Jay Fiedler and Ricky Williams going to the Super Bowl after they buy tickets, of course. Oh. The Dolphins send everybody to the bowl. Sooner or later. A lot of stuff here. We got the Prince Charles thing. I don't know whether we have time for the tabloid stuff. Oh, we got to have this. Britney. Anything that has to do with Britney, the guys are like right there, got their hand on their knob. Now I better play the right one. Is it this one? Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Countdown. I'm your host, Crazy Kasem, with a letter from a listener in Menudo, PA.
No, that's not the one. What's the one where he's cursing? What is that called? Is it called Casey? One moment, please. Oh, yeah.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part... Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo damn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a damn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a damn death dedication. Now, make pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's a god last damn time. I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record that is, that being. Boy, this is f***ing ponderous, man. Ponderous, f***ing ponderous.
Britney Spears' new boyfriend is showing the troubled singer how to mend her broken heart without hitting the wild partying scene. Morris Gibb would have shown her, but it's too late. After the pop princess was dumped last year by ex-love, but after being introduced by mutual friends to Mike Kasem, son of legendary radio DJ Casey Kasem, Britney's trying hard to change her bad girl ways, pals say.
Aw.
Mike is helping Britney get over Justin, a friend tells the Star. She was going out lots of nights, then Mike stepped into her life and he's had a positive influence on her. Maybe they're going in and out. He's gotten Britney to keep her partying to a minimum. He would like her to stop drinking entirely. Britney, cut it down, honey, and the booze, too. Now, the picture here, which he's pretty marginal. Will you think she'd ever go out with a good-looking guy?
Call us Cyril.
Oh, I don't know who he is.
He's not a bad-looking guy, but she's not going out with him anymore.
He's gotten Britney to keep. He would like a... Britney 21 considers Mike 27 a former MTV VJ in Asia, a role model because he doesn't indulge in Hollywood excess. He's strong and stable, says the friend. He doesn't drink or do drugs. Boring. That doesn't make him a stay-at-home geek. He and Britney spend their nights together at sushi and Louisiana-style restaurants, her favorites, and hanging it out at the Hollywood hotspots, Joseph's Cafe and the Lounge, eating sushi. Ugh. Mike's fun and outgoing. He's showing Britney you don't have to party to extreme to have a good time, says the friend. They've dated since November, but Mike knows part of Britney is still pining for her instinct ex, and we can tell you what part it is, but we can't say it on the air. Still pining for Justin's Tinkerbell. I'm in love with her, and I'm waiting patiently for her to fall in love with me, but I know she's still hung up on Justin, Mike confided to the friend. Don't you think this has been going on long enough, and it's time for Britney to say,
bye, bye, bye,
to that little twerpy, twinky piece of crap? Oh, God, he's nauseating. Can he sing?
No.
Does he look good?
No.
Any talent whatsoever?
No.
See, with a potty mouth daddy like you got. She's a super talented Casey Kasem, 70 tells the Star. My son thinks she's a great girl. Mike is coy when it comes to talking about Britney, saying, we're just friends. We're just friends.
Not because he wants it
don't
that way.
Don't tell me she's a dyke, please.
I wouldn't say that even if I knew that, just because it would ruin.
Well, see, George gets turned on by that. He thinks that's great. So in other words, you don't want to watch her do it with, like, say, J-Lo?
Sure, if she let me watch.
Oh, or hop in the middle? But sources say probably her J-Lo's ass would get in the way, although I will say she did look damn good at the, what was it? Was she at the Oscars?
The awards, yeah, the Oscars.
Well, and the new news is that the movie that she made with the both of them with Ben Affleck, so bad they won't release it. That's how bad it is. Seriously, it's called Fall Down, and they did or something. Yeah, awful. And guess what, J-Lo, we're still not believing it. She's not going to get in between Matt Damon and Ben, I'll guarantee you that. Anyway, Mike spends evenings at Britney's house, the friend says. He won't say if they're having sex, and he's not the kind of guy to kiss and tell.
I want to give you a kiss.
But He hints that they're very close. Not close enough to do it, but they're getting there. He's definitely attracted. Also came to Brittany. He's rescuing it. Now, let's see. Mike, now who's this? Oh, Colin Farrell's on about. Oh, wait. Colin Farrell above left. Oh, yeah, he don't look too bad. Although, if he turn your head, Colin. Can't do it. But the new Mike Kasem right over here, he's not good. Ooh. I wouldn't touch him with your hand. She called Mike from Justin's party crying and all upset because Justin was ignoring her, the friend says. Mike was waiting for it. Brittany was visibly distressed when she left the party where Justin was hanging it out with Christina Aguilera and Lissa Milano. And even as mousy as Christina is, that great record of his. What's the record called?
Believe me, I don't know.
Nah, Christina Aguilera, it's a great record.
I know, but I can't.
You idiot. She can depend on Mike, says the friend. She always wants him around. She feels protected when he is. Hey, Brittany, time to say
bye.
To Tinkerbell. Just start doing it with somebody who looks human. What is the name of that song? Beautiful. That's the name of the song. Beautiful. See, I ask the questions, and then I answer, and he nods his head. Yeah, that's it. Nice going, old man. Beautiful. Thank you. Big noon to 1 hour Wednesday hump day reprieve with our comedy bits. Thank God. Anybody doesn't like that, you're a communist. We love it. There's something on fire in Baghdad.
These kind of weapons, and fortunately so far we have not seen weapons of mass destruction used.
No, not yet. We haven't seen them used. We haven't seen that they exist there yet. But we're still looking, man. We got the search party out. Hey, the Panthers and Heat are done for the season. So is college basketball. The Marlins are off to another really crappy start. 2-6 last time I checked. And the Dolphins don't get started for 3 more months. But wait, there's still some live action going on where you can be a wiener and have a great time. Pompano Park Harness is open for live harness racing Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. First post time, 7:15 p.m. General parking, general admission, and free. Let me say it again. General parking and admission are free at Pompano Park. Come out to Pompano Park. Enjoy the thrill of nighttime horse racing action. Enjoy the sounds of thundering hooves coming down the stretch and cheer home a winner from the rail. Pompano Park has the live horse racing action you're looking for, plus thoroughbred highline and harness racing simulcasting from North America every day starting at noon. This Friday night at Pompano, it's the $25,000 final of the Valley Victory Trotting Series featuring stakes record holder Sweet Count taking on Emrene Levesque, ZZ's Balance, and Wild Rush, plus world-class drivers Brian Sears, Bruce Ranger, and Wally Hennessy, and Kevin Wallace in every race. Every race on Friday, that's good. Let me say it again. Brian Sears, Bruce Ranger, Wally Hennessy, and Kevin Wallace. You haven't got a chance, eh, Wally? Forget about it. And don't forget, every Wednesday, like tonight at the Pompano Park, is Dollar Night with draft beer, hot dogs, sodas, and even more. Wait till we have Levi Harner drive. It's going to be great. Pompano Park, a block south of Atlantic Boulevard on Powerline Road. For more info, call 954-972-2000. Don't forget the schedule now. We got 4 hour nights a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, live racing like tonight, 7:15 p.m.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAQAM.
We a lesbian.
All right.
Stupid, idiotic jerk.
Oh!
Tell me that you love my eyes. But I know that you keep on checking out my thighs. Don't blame you cause I'm very cute. Check out my breasts, they're poking on my bust at you. You come on to me.
Incredible.
Stones bring me to look dynamite. Ooh. What a sight.
162 votes on today's poll on neilrogers.com. And you're right, Lynn, it's a great website. And I'll tell you one thing, Carlos is doing a great job on it. Eric, well, here's the poll question today. Which of these sends you diving to the dial to change stations the fastest? Marlins baseball has come from a late start to first place.
Oh,
the Marlins are in first place, at least in our standings. 87 votes, Muff. They hate hearing Marlins baseball, especially when we're supposed to be on air here, or Hank, or anybody in midday, or Mad Dog. They hate it. George's Voice, 81, he's giving them a run for the money, and Religion Talk, 76. Mo Howard David at his voice, 63. Golf Talk, 51. Racetrack Talk, 37. All those old cockers who stand down there at the rail, turning over to losing tickets, like I said, at Gulfstream. Geldy's Voice, 26. Hockey Talk, 19. War Talk, only 14. And Talk About Mo, only 8.
Oh!
Yeah. So I think today, in honor of Mo, in that noon to 1 hour, which I predicted this the other day, that I'd be in the mood to do that, maybe we'll have like an all Mo hour, noon to 1. Huh? Maybe we'll just one or two others sprinkled in there. Because I don't know if we have enough. Yeah, we do. Huh? Oh, easy.
We do.
Yeah. We do. We can build up a little momentum. And then, of course, Mad Dog from Atlanta, from wherever the hell that is, from that golf crap, Augusta. Somebody faxes and says, same Mandich is across the street or down the street or in the same state. No way will he be at the tourney. He doesn't really care, I don't think. He's just up there having a good time. What was he talking about, that Haagen-Dazs ice cream and some peaches? I don't know, some crap. He's drinking his green lizards and eating a bunch of great crap. That's all. He's a great guy. He's just a party animal, man, the Mad Dog. It says, Jim Mandich broadcasting in the woods of Georgia while hanging out with a bunch of other men. Well, that's what he likes. He likes the company of other men. Not in bed, but the rest of the time. Not in the kitchen, necessarily. Bill says, Jesus Christ, Neil. Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. I could have given you a little bit better intro than that, if I could find it. Like I said, Bill says,
Jesus Christ,
Neil. Every time that, this is your first hate fax.
Great.
Should we save this? Maybe you can frame it. Every time that little Beaner Spick opens his mouth, it makes me want to pull my hair out. Every time that little Beaner Spick opens his mouth, if you'd shut up, it makes me want to pull my hair out. I thought George sounded like he was always in search of his balls, but Carlos makes George sound like James Earl Jones. This is CNN. I just keep thinking of that phone call to the bird when the guy begs and pleads to just play something, anything. I can't stand to hear the sound of his voice, says Bill.
I'm touched.
So maybe we can redo that I hate the bird bit, and we can have I hate the Beaner Boy bit. Huh? Just please play something. Yeah. Although he isn't talking as much as George, thank God. Because if he would be, he'd be gone. Okay, Marlins baseball got 88 votes. Isn't that something?
Not surprised.
No, not surprising at all. I mean, I keep trying to tell you people, very few people here care. You can keep trying to peddle it. You can give away free hot dogs. You can give away whatever you want. But the rest of the time, nobody's going to show up because they just don't care. And you can keep rehashing and analyzing. I mean, it's so ponderous. I'd rather hear people talk about golf, and I'd rather be dead than hear talk about golf. Oh, but the tiger, take the tiger and stick him, okay? I'm tired of it. It's all boring. Golf, you know what golf is? It's a blue-nose pursuit for people with too much time on their hands.
Tiger, woo. I like him.
WQAM.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
I have a honest-to-God curious question about something I don't understand.
Okay.
The newspapers and radio and TV all said that they were able to target who they thought is Saddam and his sons in 12 minutes. Am I incorrect?
No, that's not 45 minutes for them to get there.
Okay, 45 minutes to get there. We have a guy 90 miles south. He got on a stage. He gave a 2.5-hour speech, passed out, and came back.
Right.
And they can't target him? I mean, isn't he all part of this evil doers?
He's small potatoes, man. You notice his name was never listed with the evil, the asses of evil?
Since you and I are about the same age, I want to ask you remember that there was Lee Duck, right?
Mm-hmm.
During that time period, Honeywell, Textron, Bell Helicopter, everybody had to moose because if they didn't produce them while the war was on, they had to eat them.
Just remember, sir, what Eisenhower said, beware the military-industrial complex. That's what he said.
Exactly. Take care and have a good day.
And you too. That's what old Ike said, and of course everybody liked Ike. He's the one that had all the heart attacks, Norm, not me. I have no heart attack. Chance to go liberate the Iraqi people. I'd also like to ask the 75% of Americans if they'd still support the war if it were being fought here and it was our children being blown up. I love the response you get from our government officials when asked about innocent children dying. They'll give you the company line, well, if we didn't do this, many more would die at the hands of Sodom. Right. That's almost like saying, if we don't kill them, somebody else will. And this goes on and on. Keep the public busy with no time to think. Back on the farm with the other animals. Right. Very good facts. Thank you, sir. You're right on target. Keep them busy. Keep the education system a joke. Talk a good game about education and keep the people stupid and occupied with caca like American Idol, which will be starting next Thursday on Iraqi TV. Huh? Don't you think that's a good idea?
Great idea.
Now, what did I say I was going to do the poll tomorrow? We're going to do the poll on whether or what should be the first shows on Iraqi TV and radio, since it's now controlled by USA, USA, USA. Liberation Day in Baghdad with USA.
Suffice it to say.
And the Brits. 3 minutes till noon. We got that big noon to 1 hour. Boy, this thing has flown by here. We should take one quick call. WQAM. Oh, sorry, no time. Hey, if you're still... sleep for years to come.
Live and local, this is 560.
The radio's all yours, Tom.
QAM.
I'm Frau Ileana Ross Leitman, and I like scrubbing my smelly gorilla ass with soap made from jewels, and listening to the Neil Roche Comunista Hour. Sick Lion!
All right, welcome back to the Howard David Show, where we run a clean family type of, what do you call it, there, show here. No homo talk about queers like that Jew-fag kike that follows me. I ain't gonna make the same goddamn mistake Soupy Sales made.
What are you?
You remember when he told the kids to put their hands in their parents' thing?
Oh, yeah, vividly.
With a little humor based on the comedy stylings of Jack Boom Boom Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Say, ain't it a beautiful day in paradise, huh?
Paradise?
Why, sure. Better than New York.
Yeah.
Well, you're from New York, right?
I'm from Canarsie.
All right, pipe down. I just flipped my wig again.
So, what'd you come down here for?
Well, I had to. Besides, this right here. This is paradise.
I guess I could say I kind of miss New York.
Why?
Dad, don't you want to go back sometime?
I can't go back.
How come?
Well, they told me in no uncertain times. Let's not get into that right now.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
So, you hear the news?
Huh?
I said, have you heard the news?
No.
They're gonna suspend.
Who, Jorge?
That's right. They ought to let that little spick bastard go.
What did he do?
I just don't like him. Ain't that good enough?
About a little over the top, don't you think?
Are you arguing with me?
No.
Do you know who I am?
Certainly.
I got the power of Greg Reed behind me.
Come on, take it easy.
I want to fire them all!
Calm down, will
you? You!
Huh?
You're fired, too!
Huh?
Get out of my place of business!
This ain't your place of business!
Why, you! Why, you're the
sick! Ow! Ow!
Ow! Ow! Ow! Ow! Ow! Ow!
Ow!
Ow! Ow!
560 WQAM presents Leave It to Beast, starring Mo Howard David as Mo, Paul Lynn as Gay Carlos, Stephen J. Goldstein as Wally, and Brian London as the Beast.
I'm home. Hey, where's the hat stand? I ain't got no place to hang my wig.
I'm okay. Gee, Beast, you better clean that pee puddle before Mo gets home.
I don't know, Wally. It's kind of icky.
Ha-ha! So, you didn't clean the pee puddle, huh? You fat little bastard. You tub of lard. You walking goiter.
Told you he'd get sore.
Don't be so hard on the boy.
Okay, come here, Beast. Time we had a little chat.
I don't know. Okay.
No, you don't say anything till I'm through. Understand it?
Okay.
Yep, I said not till I'm done talking.
But you...
Stop.
But I...
All right, that's it. Remember my friend here, Mr. Belt?
Belt. Belt. Belt.
Already. Will you stop? I said stop it.
You shut your mouth, you pipe-smoking poof.
Okay, but don't stand near the window.
What for?
Because you might fall down.
Doi. And that's why I think the Jets will have a championship season.
The Jets?
And what did I tell you? You don't talk till I say you can talk.
This is the Beast.
I said, shut up, fatso.
But you're like a father to me.
You don't talk till I'm done talking. When I'm done talking, then you talk.
Okay, I'll...
Hey, Beast, come here. What? Come here. I want you to meet a friend of mine, Mr. Golf Club. Why, I ordered... Damn, I'm going to show you the business end of this thing. Come here. This court sentences you to 20 years in Oz. What'd you info?
I tore the tag off my mattress. Looks like we'll be bunkmates. The name's Mo Howard David. Star of stage screen in Paradise.
What's yours?
Nico Me Coffee.
You got so tan.
Right. Thank you.
Hey, look at that. What are you doing?
So powdered and drilled, honey.
I'm gonna make you my woman.
Hey, nobody.
Stop! God! God! Oh, God!
Dear, Pinky.
All right, shower time. You got 10 minutes.
What else to be safe in here?
Yo, Bota.
Yo, man.
Hello to our new Linda Blair over there.
Hey, so pretty.
Oh, okay.
Hey, don't embarrass me like that.
Do you know who I am?
Okay, man. Bend over and take it up now.
All right. But I expect a written apology on my desk.
Can that broom handle, Bota?
Say hello, broom handle.
The warden will see you now.
Thanks.
Well, Mr. David.
Hello, warden.
Oh, Jack. Jack Warden. How can I help you?
Well, you see, warden.
Yes?
I keep getting raped.
Oh, isn't that a shame? I'll look into it right away.
Thanks, warden. It's about time, somebody.
Now, drop your pad.
Huh?
I said drop your pad.
This is Oz.
Favors don't come cheap.
Yo, let's rape Mo. Oh. Radio Big Shot. That's how we pass the time away in the gay old jail of Oz.
What's that crap they played down the hall?
That's power!
Power 96.
What garbage. The kids today don't know what's good. Like that song, I'm Happy I Live in a Split-Level Head. You remember that? How can you... Listen. I'm happy I live in a split-level head. I'm happy I live in a split-level head. You don't remember that?
No.
No?
Why am I surrounded by morons?
Come on, Howie.
Don't you call me Howie.
No.
I've had enough insubordination from you, pal.
No.
Down,
you shut up, fatso. Okay, that's it. You're all fired. You fat, stupid boob. You listen to me? You're fired. Guilty that goes for you, too. You know who I am? I'm the king of paradise.
I came down here after losing my job to be a big fish
in a little pond.
When they kicked me off ESPN, they told me don't come back again. I had some problems with wise guys who advised I move to paradise. Florida.
Fire! That Mac Neal ain't no Louis Nye. That guy was funny. You're all fired. And I hope that kid Guzman dies.
I hope he dies. And I hope you all die. I'm a big fish in a little pond, see? A big fish in a little pond. Is anybody listening to me? I'm a big fish in a little pond, a big fish in a little pond, a big fish in a little pond. Yeah! Why doesn't anybody into me?
Now, calm down.
Oh, hey, there's that. I don't want to play the extra stuff. That's the extra stuff at the end of that bit. And it's on the CD. You'll have to buy Moe's bits in order to get that extra stuff. Here's a great cartoon somebody just sent me. There's the Tin Man and the Scarecrow, but it's Cheney and Bush. And over Cheney's it says, if only I had a heart. And Bush is saying, if only I had a brain. That's beautiful. Thank you very much. It's a lovely, lovely thing. Let me say it again. If they were showing all the powerful images from the Baghdad hospitals, maybe that might have a little bit different impression. If you're one of those weak-kneed, emotional people that's going to allow all your reasoning about what's been going on for a long time, 3 weeks plus, to be tempered by these very limited scenes that they're showing today, then you must be pretty simple. That's all I can tell you. You must be a perfect creature for television. And you wait till we get that Iraqi TV and radio on, man. Just wait.
Oh!
I bet you by tomorrow they got the goddamn Rush Limbaugh show on. Speaking of that, if you're working for a real jackass, if you're making like peanuts, if you don't have two nickels to rub together, there is a way to get you into a real career and start getting a big, big paycheck. Payday tomorrow, Clarence! Call 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. Get started in a brand new high-paying computer job. And let me tell you again, computer professionals are in higher demand than ever before. No excuse not to get started now. Get out of your dead-end job. Call FAST-TRAIN toll-free. 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. Don't forget, in just 4 short months, you can have all the training you'll be needing and get started making some real cash. Get out of your dead-end job once and for all. Fast Train's got convenient day, evening, weekend classes so they can fit into your schedule, and they're bound to be nearby you because they have locations all over town. Fast Train's in Miami, Kendall, Pembroke Pines, and Fort Lauderdale. Register at FastTrain.com to receive your free American flag bumper sticker. Pick up that phone and call Fast Train today for a real career and a real income. Change your life. Call 1-866-FAST-TRAIN.
We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Is a butt. I smell it.
Why the hell am I always getting raped by men?
You have a nice back, Mo.
Why, sure, but I don't ever get raped by broads.
Women don't rape men.
Yeah, that's too bad.
There is such a thing as an attractive man, you know, Mo.
What do you know, you crumb? What are you, some kind of fairy? Why don't you go be another monkey for the organ grinder down the hall?
I'm not a queer.
What do you know about being queer, you moron? I've been raped enough to know the difference.
Sorry, Mo.
Now, see here. We're supposed to be talking about sports here, not about good-looking men. Just men in general and nothing else. This is sports radio over here. We love men. But I got to say, have a perk. Well, just the other night, I saw this commercial on overnight TV where this guy was crawling out of the ocean, see? On this island filled with strippers. Not abroad. They looked okay. But this guy in the commercial, I would say, in an objective sort of way, he was pretty cute. See that? You're laughing. You're laughing. Did I give you clearance to laugh?
Was this for a strip joint, Mo?
Yeah.
And the guy was crawling on the island? You thought he was cute?
Yeah, that's right. Now, you asked me to be objective. I acquiesce, and you still make fun of me. You want to get fired again? Huh? That guy there had pinchable jowls. So what's so goddamn funny?
That was George.
No. The organ grinder's monkey?
You know, maybe I am in love with that mango munchin' spick. He certainly does make a vein in my nose glow like a neon rainbow. Wanting him fired must have been just the way I cannot suppress the truth of how I feel. But I can't let anybody know how much I want to enter his face.
Get out of here, all of you. You're all nuts. You're all... Hey, I can't move.
Look at the bulge in your pants, Mo.
Oh, no. If I move the wrong way, I'll...
Hey, everybody. Mo messed his pants.
Do you, crumb?
Ow! That hurt, Mo.
Welcome back to the superfluous conolinguists of the Mo, Howard, and David Show, where we got the three callers on power rotation for your perusal.
Hey, Mo!
What? This better not be about hokey.
We got special guests today.
No one's allowed in here unless they bring food for their king.
Too late. Zach already booked them.
How are you?
Who the hell are these mazamoots?
That's the freaking sons. You know, drive home with us today.
Go to hell.
Sorry.
I never heard of you, bum.
Well, I wonder why.
Well, what do you do? You got an act?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Exactly.
Like what?
We spin the wheel. Wherever the wheel stops, we grab meat off of it. We slam it, and, you name it.
What's funny about that?
Well, you got a point there.
Why can't you just ask me a question?
You ready to put your head in the toilet bowl?
You think that's funny, huh? Well, I got news for you, pal. You both stink. Zach is on the precipice of getting fired at him right now.
What a bummer.
Get out of my place of business.
No.
All right, something. I'll give you one more chance to show me what you got.
I hope this isn't really funny because I got a really full bladder.
All right, these are things that probably adults would know. Yeah. They're like old sayings, and I want you to fill in the blank. You know how to do that?
Yeah.
Here we go. The bigger they are, the harder they...
get.
Yeah.
What do you think, that's funny? Did I give clearance to give you clearance to laugh? How dare you laugh at me? I suppose you want to rape me now, huh?
Yeah. Start licking.
That would be wild. Yeah.
All right. I don't even care anymore. Hey, Gildy, hold my green pants.
Okay.
What are you looking at?
Freckle face Fanny.
And you guys got a condo?
That's condom, Mo.
What of it?
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I don't. Suds does.
Fine. And I might as well warn you, I didn't douche today.
Okay. Now you have to say, spin your meat, Rick and Suds.
Spin your meat, Rick and...
Let's do it.
Oh!
Oh, Gunner.
What's the matter?
I was shooting first.
Oh, see, I told you it's not my day. I'm so embarrassed. Shooting fudge ain't funny, okay? It's downright embarrassing. It's personal.
Oh, God. Uh-oh. Kleenex.
560 WQAM presents the Opie and Anthony Show with Mo Howard David. This is Opie.
And I'm Anthony. Yeah, wait a minute. It's me with the low voice.
Oh.
Yeah, you got the affected voice.
Okay.
Hi, Anthony.
Yeah, hi, Opie. And let's not forget our old pal, Mo Howard David.
Yeah, I was wondering how long it would take for you two punks to get around to me. I really hit the big time, huh? Here I am with the Opie and Anthony.
Hey, Mo.
What?
Take off your pants.
Yeah, we're going to rape you now.
You gotta be kidding me. This is a family show.
Wrong. This is the Go Pee on Anthony show. Now, come on, stretch.
I thought you guys only did that in church.
Yeah.
Hey, get your hands out of me.
Get out of there.
Get up and submit. That's my delicates. Don't touch my delicates. I'm tender. Why does everybody want to rape me?
Why? Because we think it's funny. That's why.
Yeah, you got a nice back.
I got news for you, Pally. I'm still spry.
I ought to marvelize you. Oh.
Okay. Ow. I got his hands tied, Opie. Ow. Want the red ball?
No, not for this. All right, Ma, open wide for Chunky.
Let's sing that together now, shall we?
Okay.
Open wide for Chunky.
All right, start spanking, Anthony.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, use your lips. No teeth. No teeth. Up! I said no teeth.
Sorry, ready for some medieval love.
Yeah. You're not the boss of me now. Yeah, I really sound like that Mitsubishi guy now, don't I?
It's for the gimp.
Yeah, gimp.
Well done. Okay, take it away, Mo. See you later. Thanks.
What? You're just going to leave me here? We'll be right back. And 5 6
Shut up, you big hot! Ginger Rogers takes a mouthful of the sausage in Jorge's pants. That pipe smoker and uncircumcised Cupid engage in a fecular dance. I'm a cranky homophobe. Not that I mind it, but I'm way too old. I fantasize about being in bed in a tryst with Fiedler, my man friend. I'll kiss and make up with Ginger someday. And then ask him to rape my buns over and over again. Though I would not feel remorseful.
No!
And I would not be ashamed about a Ginger and Mo gay union. Just bone and then stroking away. Boy, baby, Kelly, you're not my type. You sound like a 9-year-old kid.
Hey.
Only a macho manly guy.
You don't notice me.
That makes me flip my wig. If Ginger was a lover of mine, I'd bury my bulbous veiny nose inside his pimply rear end. No, I would not be a sport hoe. If I was not the closet of fay, that's why a Ginger and Mo gay union would make me feel giddy and gay.
Everybody follow my thousand bulls.
Yeah, Ginger and Mo gay union would make my sore old bony ass feel safe. If we had a Ginger and Mo gay union, then he wouldn't have to get me raped.
Welcome back to the glittering pageantry of the Mo Howard and David Show. We have a full docket today. Including a cavalcade of articulate athlete interviews. You know that pipe smoker's still at it.
What?
What? Singing those songs. Making fun of me. They make fun of me all the time. I don't know why they don't adore me.
Yeah, everything will be all right, Mo.
Get your hands off me, you fairy. You queer? You tube chomper? Real men don't touch. Only during the game.
Yes, master.
They want singing? I'll give them singing. Get on a piano. Over there.
Okay, Mo.
Now, hit it.
Back in my day, men were straight.
Being gay is hip today.
That's why I can't tolerate his gunslinging gaze.
Sport holes weren't gay back then.
Stop it, you moron!
What's the matter, Mo?
My wig fell off again. Okay. All right, where were we?
Sport holes weren't gay back then.
I'll take it from here. The guys that like to worship men.
Good thing we won't see poor Lindor Whalen and Madam again.
Didn't need to soothe prostates.
Or to tickle hairy taint.
Jesus Christ, I really hate
Jizz Guzzling Gays.
Gelvy, Gelvy, talking on a sports show, trying to be macho. Your voice sounds just like a 7-year-old girl, a little sports hole shill. What else are you there for? Gelby, Gelby, talking like a baby who needs a little training. Why can't you understand? You don't sound like a man. Remove the rubber bands that choke your scrotum. Gelby, Gelby, Gelby. Gelby, your lucky management don't care, 'cause Gelby, you don't belong there on the air. And Gelby, the sports can wait till your voice cracks, 'cause anyone who sounds like that should find another job.
Yes.
And they should only take you back when both your BBs drop. Oh, Gelby, Gelby, when you're gonna grow up, you make us want to throw up. You silly squeaky fool, go to broadcasting school. Your prepubescent voice makes you sound like a putz. You're a putz. You're a putz. You're a putz.
Club 26560 WQM, you're happy Wednesday to you. Fighting continues in parts of Baghdad, but that's like right around Burger King, I guess. Well, they're getting, they want the Whopper. How many times you heard about an opportunity, you didn't act, you didn't grab it, and you missed out? Right now is one of those times. Grab it. Reach for it. Rarely does an opportunity interrupt you, but this one really ought to. Interest rates have gone down even lower than they were before. Financial Group was offering you an interest rate of 3.45%, then they lowered it to 2.95%. Now, rates have gone even lower. 2.45% financing with Financial Group. Let me say it again, 2.45%. Call Financial Group toll-free, 1-800-940-LEND. How long will these interest rates last? Probably not very long. It's a window of opportunity, so jump right through it with Financial Group and get you an incredible low rate of just 2.45% and save thousands and thousands of dollars. Call Financial Group today, 1-800-940-LEND. What will 2.45% financing do to those monthly payments? You'll probably be wondering. Here's the answer. A $200,000 loan costs you only $786 a month. A $100,000 loan, you pay just $393 a month. Do it now. Call Financial Group toll-free, 1-800-940-LEND, 1-800-940-LEND. Equal housing lender. Credit restrictions do apply, and rates are subject to change without notice. 5.34 APR.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
M-O-R-O-N.
And
So, we got yet another installment of the spectacular Mo Howard and David in the show. We got Jay Fiedler coming up as a very special guest in it. And after that, we got another very special guest coming up tomorrow. That will be Jay Fiedler.
What are you doing, Mo? Mo? What are you doing? Mo!
I'm clipping my nose hair. What's it to you?
You just can't do a morning show and cut your nose hairs.
And what are you gonna do about it, huh? It's my show. I'll do what I want.
Ow!
Just like I was telling that Sherman tank they called Doreen.
That's not nice.
Ready, I mean, not nice. You see the size of that broad? Talk about jumbo. Somebody ought to paint yes or no on her ass. The hell does she know about promotions anyway, huh? The only thing she's good for is keeping the farmers happy. Why, I'll bet she can eat an entire ham.
Uh-oh. She's backing in now.
Yeah, I can smell the prince match of a belly.
You have to go in the air and say those nasty things about me.
How dare you come into my place of business? Don't you know we're live? Like Alcoa Theater.
I've had enough. You pompous old dead rat-haired peace-wearing fossilized metamucil-filled motherless...
Now, see here, fatso. You're fired. Hey!
You bastard!
Don't come near me.
No! I'm going to sit on
your... Don't put on his face! You're going to crush him!
In between my buns.
I'm getting out of here.
I can't breathe.
Can't breathe, huh? Here, I'm going to give you a blast of fresh air. Inhale this!
Yeah. Well, they got more colors on that team. So go ahead and put the 500 on the bet.
Hey, Mo, Mo, we're back on. Get off the phone with your bookie.
Welcome back to the Malifluifius Mohammed and David show.
Yeah. Now listen, you.
Yeah?
I got my great-great-granddaughter listening today, so let's keep things above board, see? Not like that goddamn faggot torn in ginger.
Okay.
Wait, look at that.
What?
Where? A phone call, you moron!
No!
Now shut up while I take this very important call. Hello?
Hi, Ma. Aren't you supposed to say WQAM or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. Forget about it. What do you want?
Is it true you bet against Miami?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You bet against Miami?
Yeah, I didn't bet against Miami.
Bet against Miami?
You got some noise, pal. Questioning my integrity, giddy.
Bet against Miami?
How dare you? I didn't bet against nobody, you bastard.
Bet against Miami?
By the way, something. Did you bet against Miami?
Bet against Miami?
Now, look, I talk to you. What an asshole. Ain't that guy an asshole?
Who?
That guy there. Why don't you say he's an asshole?
I can't say words like that.
Why not?
That's not nice.
What are you, some kind of pussy?
No, I just...
There you go, tap dancing again.
I'm not dancing.
Yeah, I got a dance for you. You ever heard of you bangy stump?
No.
Well, lie down on the floor and I'll show you.
Okay.
You're comfortable?
Yeah.
You see the bottom of my shoe?
Yeah, but...
That's the you bangy stump. We got another auction coming up.
Oh, boy.
That's where we auction off an item of great value.
You're slashing me, Mo.
Oh, yeah. Here, hold this, will you?
Okay.
Now, we got to auction these items off for a very, very good cause. Reach for the sky.
What's that mean?
It means, stupid. If they don't give up the guilt, we take it anyway, see?
Oh, like reach for the sky. Your money or your wig? What's the matter, Mo?
I'm thinking.
Just a joke, Mo.
A joke, huh? Yeah, I got a joke for you.
Ah!
Now, that's funny. Now, what do we got to auction off this dime?
Why not auction off your pee bear?
Say, that's not a bad idea. I need a new one anyway.
Yeah, please.
But first, let me tell my minions in paradise about the luxurious Everglades Hotel and its magnificent spa. That's where my close personal man friend Jay Fiedler and I go quite often. Ain't nothing like two men in a spa.
lying there naked with just a dowel, steamy moisture, areoagnia balls, Jay's soft hands gently caressing my buttocks, then grasping them, drawing me closer.
You're getting carried away, Mo. You're squirt mommy. Stop it.
You a professional schmuck?
Yeah.
How dare you interrupt the spot?
But you're splashing me again.
I'll give you a splash. Here.
Ah, you've been splashing me with your asparagus pee. Ah, you ought to see the filth again in my pants clean. Ah, it smells like fox hair is gash.
Don't,
don't.
Pee bag makes me feel good. Like an old caca should. It feels nice. Like when I melt the hot wax in my eyes. This old one here sags. So I gotta get a brand new bag.
Today, Mo.
Don't mention it, Goldie.
You're not gonna get raped again today, are you, Mo?
Nah, you know why?
Why's that, Mo?
Cause rape's not funny. But I ain't gonna be a mean man no more. If they think that's funny, that's fine by me.
Wow, you really changed your ways.
Forget about it. I'm turning over a whole new Fig Newton leaf. You have a nice day in paradise, my cuddly friend.
Hey, Mo! Look out for that truck!
Look out!
Mo looked like a shapeless pile of goo. To show my respect, I stole his shoes.
I wasn't even cold before that bastard boosted my shoes.
I don't wanna say I'm glad. Outside of being a nasty old schmuck, he wasn't bad. It's a Mahaya.
Mo Howard David's dead.
Mo Howard David's dead, but his wig lives on. Mo Howard David's dead, but his wig lives on. Mo Howard David's dead, but his wig lives on.
22 till 1 at 560. You got the Mad Dog from the Masters from Augusta, from out in the woods somewhere. 1 o'clock. 3 o'clock, you got the Hank Goldberg Show in studio. 6:30, Marlins on Drek. Marlins host the Mets, 7:05. Any interest?
No.
Eddie K after the game from GA, Joe and Mark over there to show you how much. Oh, look at that. George passed the Marlins. We got a battle going on here. NeilRogers.com, we asked today, which of these sends you diving to the dial to change the stations fastest? George's voice, 112. Marlins baseball, 108. Religion talk, 93. Mo Howard David's voice, 76. Golf talk, 57. Racetrack talk, 50. Geldy's voice, 28. Hockey talk, 20. War talk, 19. And talk about Mo, which we're doing this hour, is still stuck there on only 8. They love it. So when he says he's the only topic of conversation, we say,
all right.
Thank you. Something we can thank him for, and don't ever stick your head in the door again, by the way. I noticed Carlos just got the schedules for next week. His name is not on there. Wasn't that the schedule in that pod you had?
Yes.
Doesn't have Mo Howard on there. 21 till 1 at 560 W.
You're right.
Wow. I wonder what that means. Uh-oh. Wow.
You know, I picked a bad day to quit sniffing glue.
Anyway, speaking of sniffing it, if you want to lose some weight, if you're quite tired of being a big fat tub like so many of us have been for years, like my good friend Julio, engineering, lost 25 pounds, like the beast who used to be a good friend of ours, good little Brian London, used to be a friend of ours till he started doing it with Donna Shalala. Consorting, that is. They're consorting. Anyway, he's lost 60 pounds and balanced for life. You can do the same thing. It's the delicious, the easy way to lose the weight because, number one, they supply all the food for you to keep you full. And number two, you don't have to count any calories or carbohydrates or figure out any convoluted formula. And number three, there are no dangerous pills or drugs to take. They bring you a little black sack every morning by 6 a.m. right to wherever you want, to your house, to your work, to your neighbors, wherever you're going to be. And in your little black sack is all the food you need for the entire day. You just choose between two alternatives for each meal every day that you're on the program. That's the only tough choice you'll have to make. in your sack, 3 gourmet meals, 2 delicious snacks, all fresh and delicious goodies. Chicken dishes and beef and egg dishes, all kinds of great stuff. And the weight just pours off your body. Simple as can be. And like I said, plenty of food in there to keep you full all day long. You won't have to worry about shopping and about snacking in between because they give you lots and lots of good stuff to eat. So lose the weight now, once and for all. Stay the hell alive and look a lot better, too. Call Balance for Life because it really works. Call 954-568-3229. 954-568-3229. Or check them out on that Wicked World Wide Web if you like at balanceforlife.com.
Live and local. Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Chamberlain, rate me.
Forget about it. That's what I say. How's that for a funny show idea? If I may borrow a phrase from the great Marty Allen. Hello there, everybody in Paradise Land. I'm Howard David. I hope you'll join me each and every Friday for my Forget About It show. That's when I open the phone lines to all 3 of my regular low-income callers and let them vent on what's bothering them. I was up all night dreaming this one up. At first, I thought of going with hand puppets like Sandy Becker. Or maybe a poll to vote for Quisper Quake. But management and I agree, this will be a real showstopper. Now, I run a family-type show here, so I don't want no references to spicks, jigaboos, or faggot jizz-guzzlers. Other than that, I promise you a hilarious cacophony, a hijinks, and open conversation.
Forget About It Friday. That goes for listening to 560 WQAM.
Godfather, I'm honored and grateful that you would see me today.
Tell me, my most valued friend, for what reason do you bother me today?
I want to sanction a hit on Mo.
And what has he done to deserve such a fate?
He's a mean man, a very mean man. He ought to be marbleized.
This I cannot do, but I will have it taken care of.
Thank you, Godfather.
Wrong.
Sports.
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay, well, bend over, pal. Time for some sesame seed crunch.
Buddy Hackett.
Yeah, but you thought I was dead, didn't you?
Well, not that you mention it.
Come on, enough talking. My turn to get a piece here.
Wait a minute. I'm not Mo.
What do you mean you're not Mo?
No, I'm just filling in today. I'm Boca Bryan.
Boca Bryan? I must have got confused with your neck. It looked like an oyster.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
So, where's Mo?
Well, he knows Geldy put a contract out on him, so he's hiding out at Scoogan's.
Scoogan's, huh?
Yeah. And he's using Clarence for a human shield.
I know that joint. Come on, let's go. I got a job to do for the Godfather.
Okay.
To the love bug.
My punch card is full. Would you like another cup of coffee?
Yes. Thank you.
Wow. You know, Clarence, what do you say we blow this pop stand for a little sport hole spoozy to the dee?
Oh, I really should be getting back.
Sports!
Don't say it like that. You know how I get.
Sports!
You're making me lose control.
Sports! 9-1. All sports! No women, just men.
Boys.
Dad, give my arm a little bit.
Ha-ha! I got you! The jig's up, Mo!
Bloody Hackett!
Yeah, what about it?
You're sure we can say jig?
Take off them pink chicken pants. Hey, everybody. This rape's on me. Come on, get off
not
here. Stop
the public church.
Having fun, Mo?
Tell me. Why, you little... Say,
yeah?
What are you doing in that wig and 5-inch heels?
Well, my wife likes it so much, I always dress like this now.
Gee.
Oh.
You like him better than me.
Sports.
In a hotel somewhere in Hallandale, it's Al Michaels.
Shut up, stupid.
No. pronounce your name?
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Oh, yeah, sure. It was at the Park Sheridan.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Now, what about it?
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
That was quite a tryst we had that night.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
Yeah. So, how's paradise?
Bo Howard David, still on 560 WQAM.
Hi, welcome back to another fine installment of the Malifuous Mo Howard and David Show, where we can take your emails now. As soon as I can figure this my schnook at a computer.
Don't click there, Mo. Click there.
Yeah, shut your mouth. I'm computing over here. Now, leave me alone till I figure this thing out. You know, none of this would have been necessary if they didn't wedge me in between two non-sports shows. What's wrong with this piece of crap?
They got a call over here, Mo.
Yeah, what?
Whoa! Why can't you access your email?
I don't know. I click this, I click that, I put the thing in the thing.
Whoa! Why is it incumbent on me to show you guys how to perform tasks on the computer?
That's news, big fat whip.
Every day! You don't know how my life is falling apart.
Hey, pal, when I said wedge, I didn't mean the sandwich.
Whoa!
I don't associate with anyone associated with that pipe smoker.
Bob!
Hey, look, look, look. We got an email.
Woo!
You sucker, girl. Bring back Rick and Suddens. Who's Rick and Suds? Who needs those guys? I'm all anybody needs. Wait, wait. Here's another one. This one says, Mo blows, bring back Rick and Suddens. What happened?
It crashed, Mo.
Come on, goddammit. Work, you bastard. Stupid machine. Stupid, stupid bastard.
Dude, I heard you're having computer grief, so I thought...
Hey, you're the Dell kid, aren't you?
Sure.
I don't need your help. Get out of here, you bum.
Okay, dude. If you don't want me to help you with the computer, guess that means I gotta rape you.
Fat chance, a punk like you.
Mom, dude.
Them's on my privates. Get out of here.
Dude, you got a boner.
Want
to hold his legs, Gildy?
Okay.
Dude, yo, 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 you're going to rape Mo.
I hear you get some great emails. 1251 at 560 WQM, they're celebrating in Dearborn, Michigan, baby.
Oh.
The Arab community, they're dancing in the streets. They're waving a flag. They're jumping around. Look at those kids with the drums in Baghdad, huh? Look at that. These little tiny selective slices of life. It's a beautiful thing, man. Let's play the national anthem and wave it proudly, okay, and the flag, too. Hey, I'll tell you something. If your carpets look like they need intensive care, like they're really in bad shape, don't spend a lot of money because you're wasting it buying new carpeting. Cost you a fortune. Do the smart thing. Make one easy call to my good paisans at Dry Concepts, and you'll thank me for turning you on to them. If you haven't called them yet, what can you be waiting for? I've been using it in my house and talking about these people on the air for over 20 long, amazing years, and they're still doing it right. They're still the best people in the world at making old, nasty-looking carpeting, or even recent carpeting that's schmutzy, look just like brand new. When it get done, your carpets, like I said, look brand new. They smell lemony fresh. They're drying in a couple hours, and you'll be amazed at how great they look. They also do a stupendous job of cleaning your drapes, expensive area rugs, all your good stuff. And those oriental flying carpets, too, for your next trip to Baghdad. If you have problems with pet odors, mildew odors caused by water damage, they'll make those go away, too. And don't forget, when you call Dry Concepts, you don't have to worry about any scams because they don't play that game. No rip-offs, no per-room crap. They give you a written, guaranteed price before they start doing their amazing job of dry cleaning those carpeting. And, boy, they do a super job. Call them toll-free from anywhere. You'll never think about calling anybody else again. 1-800-248-5071. That's 1-800-248-5071, or log on to their website and get more information at dryconcepts.com. Don't forget, when you do business with Dry Concepts, you clean today, you can entertain tonight.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
Did you see our ratings for the last book?
Yeah, I know whose fault that is.
Sure, couldn't possibly be us.
Watch your back, where you won't wait for Mo, no, Mo, no, Mo, no, Mo, no, Mo. Watch your back, where you won't wait for Mo, no, Mo.
I got enough I gotta think about on top of getting raped, and I don't need a rating that's a -8.
Don't care what you do, long as it's understood. You gotta wake a little harder on the guest you book.
Or else you got to go. There's a lot of fat producers, you know.
That's right.
Watch your back, Zach. Or you won't wait for Mo, no, Mo, no, Mo, no, Mo, no, Mo. Watch your back, Zach. Or you won't wait for Mo, no, Mo.
Oh, brother, all that blubber, I don't understand. How you can eat from a trough while using both hands.
Yeah, big fat you made a ratings fool. You just like Clinton. It's all your fault.
Better straighten your fat ass out.
Or we'll take the food out of your mouth.
That's right. Watch your back, Jack. Or you won't work for more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Watch your back, Jack. Or you won't work for more, no more.
Listen what we say.
Watch your back, Jack. Or you won't work for more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Watch your back, Jack. Or you won't work for more, no more. Know who I am? You're lucky you got a job here. Try that one more time and you're all fired!
The Middle Eastern world will be exploded. Saddam had people killed with the gas that we sold him. First time aggressor nation and the only one that's going. Now more blood will be spilled to get that oil flowing. Forget about Korea and the nukes they're toting. And the right wing is drilling it over and over into our heads that Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction. Thousand people killed are now forgotten. Let's exploit them instead. Hey, there's oil to be gotten. Going after Saddam to placate Osama. There's no longer mention of the name Bin Laden. But no one seems concerned, all comfy and complacent, believing every word of this cartel administration that controls us by fear through media manipulation. And the right wing is drilling it over and over into our heads that Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction. The loss of civil rights is the price that we're paying. We're all suspects now, Nazi Ashcroft is saying. I have nothing to hide, table talkers all are saying. Blind, obedient cattle don't have any reservation about unprovoked battle and world annihilation. Old regimes must fall and Halliburton installed with no objection at all. Democrats don't have the balls and the right wing is drilling it over and over into our brainwashed heads. Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction. Only Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction.
Bye, bye, bye.
The Neil Rogers Show on 560 WQAM, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
I want to bang you in the butt, honey.
This is better than sex.